Blog Talk Radio.
Saturday, June 29th at the Memphis International Raceway, Grudge Inc. will invade the 901. Yeah, the Bad Boys headquarters. Get ready for grudge racing all day long. Grudge racers from Georgia, Mississippi, Illinois, Michigan, Indiana, Louisiana, and more will invade the 901 Saturday, June 29th at the Memphis International Raceway. Shout out to commanding officers. One time for General Mississippi Nightmare, one time for Major Fade to Black, and one time for Major Leon. Meltdown rules. 29 5x10 5 tires or smaller. No W's. Any style rear suspension. Stock style front suspension, no willy bars. Heads up Pro T, 1/8 mile, clocks off. One time for Lucas Country Boy, Alexander's Blown 85, Boost 12, Boosted Misfits, Teddy, One Bad SVO, Turbo GT, Lil Run, Set on Kill, Three Lug, Dwayne Waldrop, The Crusher, Gino, 275. King Kevin. Plumber Kevin. The Ugly Hooker. Biz. And Donye. And it's all going down. Saturday, June 29th, 2013, at the Memphis International Raceway, as Grudge Inc. invades the 901. Plus, there will be a $3,000 stock suspension shootout, 29s or 28s, any suspension, as the Grudge Inc. 901 invasion begins. Saturday, June 29th, 2013, at the Memphis International Raceway. Gates open at 10 a.m. For more info, log on to grudgeinc.us or call Terry at 219-614-4018 or Big Clock at 601-951-0467.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
Welcome, 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 everybody, Saturday night here in Grudge Inc. in the jungle. I got to cut that music short because I'm all hot and bothered. You know me, I can't go a normal week without getting hot and bothered and pissing and crying and complaining about something. That's just how it is. I want to apologize. I don't know what happened last week, but the show cut off long before the timer went out, and I don't know what happened. I had all power here. I don't know what happened. It just, everything went dead on me as far as my board, lights were on, everything was working. I just got in my ears saying that the show was over, that was it, and I was like, didn't know what happened. So my humble apologies with that. That's just one of those glitches, I guess. But it's all good now. We're going to have a great show. We've been busy out here, Chad and I, in California, talking shit, raising 10 kinds of shit with these fucking monkeys from Oklahoma City. And I'm hoping they're listening, and I hope they got the balls to come in, because just to let everybody know in the Grudge Inc. world, California does own Oklahoma City and their nonsense and bullshit. And in saying that, I'd like to bring in one of my co-hosts. Kev, you there, babe?
What's happening, baby? What's going on? Talk to me.
Oh, you know the drill, man. You know me. They got my feathers all ruffled. These guys, they're 10 fastest cars, and I'll get to it all in a minute. But, we'll get after that. And I want to wait for our other call to the round table. I know he's late. I got to dock his ass again. He ain't getting his check if he don't call in. Man, I'm going to get him one of those things. Like in the old days where you had to go in and stick into the time card, ching, ching, get his ass on the clock.
Right.
But, you know what, I'm just going to get into it real quick, man, because I'm so pissed with these guys. You know, one thing we do is we talk, we like, you know.
Hey, on that one deal we talking about, I know what you're going to say, but first of all, let's give out to the guy who was on the show, Flip. We don't know if he passed away or whether it's in memory of him, so we would like to, you know, say honor and respect to him and his family, and our hearts and everything goes out to him, and we hope and pray everything is right, but they didn't really explain it, so Flip is, as we know, or we can say, we can't speak on him tonight, but the rest of the guys, they can get it.
Well, I don't know who he is. Like I said, you know, I don't even know who that is, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I didn't know anything. He was like a number 7 car out there, but they said in memory of him. So let's, you know.
Now you brought this all down. Now I can't go off on nobody because now I'm gonna feel bad.
No, it's all good.
Hey, it's okay. No, it's all right. The moment's passed. I don't feel bad no more. That's it. These guys are talking too much shit, and their show's fucked up. They gotta go send me messages on their show. So I just blasted a message back to them. And it's like, don't come to me with something and expect me to not to respond with the shit that these guys are saying. Now, I don't know if anybody watched this show. I got to admit, I haven't seen it.
I've seen it.
Don't really care to, you know what I mean? Only because I just think it's, how do you go out and say that you guys have the 10 fastest cars? When we sent a car from California out there and fucked up their car, and then they want to claim that they're the fastest? Well, don't ever come to California then, because if they're the fastest, we'll be lighting everybody up.
Right.
But you know, it's like, to have that kind of, and then running their mouths that they jacked up some boys in Detroit and Chicago. And I've never even heard of these guys until they put something out.
Right. We never heard of them or nothing like that. We ain't never seen none of the grudge races. I did hear a rumor that they were over in Lena, but I checked with some people that said that they didn't lock in with nobody.
No, and they won't. And I'm hoping and praying that these guys have the balls to call in. But they probably won't, because they like to do their little videos so they don't have to answer to anybody.
Right.
And let me tell you the piece of shit that these guys are. California car goes out there and races them, and their Nova, Murder Nova. I know why they call it Murder, because it can't win a fucking race. That's why it's called the Murder Nova, because it gets murdered every time somebody races it. And they need to put that car away. So they'll go out there, we light his ass up. We go to Oklahoma City, we light his ass up. Come home. But here's the part that gets me, Kev, right here. To me, there's only one rule in racing, and especially in street racing. A chase is a race. Bottom
right.
line. If you nudge and the other guy's gone, hey, that's a race. That's on. These little monkeys do this to Kelly in his 57. The car, if they take off, his car sits there, and they're jumping up and down that they won. This was the second time. This is after they fucked him up the first time.
Right.
So this is what they did. They said, no, you stayed there. You chose to stay there. You lose. Well, the guy's out of his element. He's in Oklahoma City with all these people out there, and he comes out there. These guys are nothing but a chicken shit bunch of cowards. I don't know whose dick they're sucking to get a TV show, but their cars are slow. And your women out there are fat and ugly. I'm spent by this. All this bullshit, the fastest in the country. I want these guys to call. And if there's anybody out there listening, I put the number on their site for them to call in. I hope you're listening. Have the balls. Maybe they don't understand. Let me put it in their terms. Why don't y'all pick up the phone? That's that can that's got the string on it. And call
you know
it over here in California.
Hey, Sam,
and we can talk to you.
The funniest thing about the show was when I first started watching the show, there was a kid that went over, and everybody knows the farm truck. It's a good run truck. You know what I'm saying? It's for what it is. For Tom found out, I don't think too many people can fuck with it. You know what I'm saying? But this kid goes over when they shops, and they go over, he's supposed to race, and they go over to the kid's shop, and his dad's there, and his dad, his car ain't ready, blah, blah, blah. Well, this is the thing is, if the kid knew his car wasn't ready, why would he go over and say anything to someone in the first place? Then his dad is sitting there running his bumping his gums about, let's do this and that. Quite naturally, I don't think none of us was sitting someone over to do something, which a lot of us we don't, but still, it was real funny how the dad wanted to get in there and he wanted to turn it into a fight. A physical fight with one of the guys, And the guy said, the guy on the farm says, man, we didn't come here to fight, we come here to race. So what do you want to do? But the other common thing is, too, they go through 1 through 10. You can't mess with the top guy unless you come up the ladder. Well, we got Tony Bynes, we got Donnay, we got Chad, we got all these guys that are here that race, but I know never known none of us, we had to climb the ladder. If we wanted to go after a guy, you put the deposit up and race him.
Well, because see, this is what they do is like this, to climb that ladder. It's just some of us don't have that cars that are that slow to climb any ladders, but that's how they're gauging on who's faster and who's what and send what car out after him, okay? Chad's already... I think Chad's hitting every site, every Facebook post that they put up. Chad has personally called them out. And you know how many people responded to Chad? Zero. None.
Is cousin Chad on tonight?
Nobody. He's probably listening in.
Cousin Chad, get on.
But here's the thing. Calling all these people out and you don't get a response, here's what the problem is. I think their TV show sucks that fucking bad that these guys have to come out and start stirring the shit and say they got the fastest cars around so people will want to call them and do exactly what they're doing. But you know what? They're not doing nothing. They don't want to leave. They don't want to leave Oklahoma. They wouldn't know what to do if they got out of Oklahoma. Seeing all the big buildings and people. No livestock walking around, they'd be out of their element. Hillbilly motherfuckers. Come to California. We got nothing but ass whoopings waiting for you. Just like when we sent the car out to California from California and went out, what happened? You got your ass handed to you. You guys are a joke.
Well, hey, Taylor, one of the things I had to say about the show was funny was that this guy, Chuck, got a Mustang, and I think one guy named Chief. and he runs over with it. I guess you got to call the guy.
Wait, not to interrupt. Wait a minute. Are these the names their mama gave him? Cheese?
No. I don't know, sir. I was just trying to explain a situation where I seen it was real ignorant. Was you know, Chuck had said, well, you know, he was debating. No, I'm not going to run tonight. And you know, 5 minutes later, see, I'm going to go ahead and run. So he was looking for a guy. And then, you know, I think it was just for ratings. But, you know, Chief and Chuck told me good friends. And then Chief said, call Chuck a fucking liar. Said, yo, you son of a bitch. You fucking liar. You going to call me a liar. It was not. Chuck, see, if Chief was the man he's supposed to be, he would say, hey, what's going on? He didn't let Chuck even explain. Chuck said, look, I've been looking for the guy for half an hour. Okay? The guy hasn't been around. I did the rules that y'all came, but then now they will say they fell out and they get arguing over something stupid. Which is dumb. You know, Chief never gave him a chance to even explain himself on the show. You never gave him a chance. He was always trying to say, I've been looking for the guy. He got him away. I changed my mind. 5 minutes after he walked away, I decided to run because he said he was racing that night and the car was getting all over the place and he didn't want to tear his car up, but then he told us, well, let me try one more time. I'm going to take this down one more time. And then she's like, oh, you fucking liar. They act all stupid. Shut me out some child's ass shit.
You know, I'll tell you right now, man, I could pick a car, one car from each state that I know of that saw these dudes off in half. I bet I could just pick one car from every state and beat these dudes. These guys say they're the baddest cars in the country.
Yeah,
I don't know what country.
They could have never ever said they got the baddest cars in the country because, man, we got cars from the East Coast to the West Coast and the South and the North. We'll light that ass up.
Well, that's what I want. I want to invite these clowns to a race. I want them to come to Indiana. I want them to come to Indiana in July. Come meet King Biz. DJ Grant.
Mr.
Have all these guys up there. Yeah, oh yeah. And watch these guys shake at the knees. Watch all these guys go out there.
Wang, white trash. Come try white trash.
Yeah, I don't hear them talking about Never Scared when they talk about, you know, Detroit. They don't say, oh yeah, we raised them. They just say Detroit.
I ain't trying to be funny. They don't want some troubles with Wayne. That Mustang they got, they don't want some troubles.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They don't say Never Scared. What they race? Somebody's mom going to the store or something from Detroit because it had a Michigan plate on it? Oh, they beat Detroit? Mm-hmm. No, come play with Never Scared.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's just like...
And the thing is, they want to go on the street. And the thing is that we have organized to come off the street and we do the track. We get a facility and we just street race on the track where it's more safer.
Hey, listen, as far as what I've been hearing, they should go to the track because they've been getting their asses fucked up on the street. That's the rumor I heard. But maybe they should try the track. I'll tell you right now, man. You know, just, you know what? Just if they're listening, either hit the one button and chime in or just keep listening to me ramble. Those are your choices. And here's the quick thing. I'm going to be on this show for about 2 or 3 more hours, and I doubt that I'll stop rambling. I really do. I'm so pissed right now, man. These guys are nobodies. I did more in a half-hour TV show on Pink than these guys have done in a whole series. And still nobody's heard of these guys. But the minute they throw out, we're the fastest, this is a rating thing, and maybe we're all following it. But you know what? Bring your asses to Indiana. Come July. 29th.
Morocco, Indiana. Morocco, Indiana.
Come to Morocco. Grudge Inc. event, bring 10 of your cars. I guarantee right after DJ takes a warm-up hit off the trailer, 6 of them cars going right back on the trailer. probably will Biz start his car. And niggas go looking never scared and not bring them out of the trailer. Who do you guys might even bring their cars out? And then we'll tell them, when they come out, we'll tell them they got to start from the bottom and work their way up.
It ain't nothing but an 8-hour drive for them. Yeah, we travel on different races. We go from California to New York to everywhere. We travel on from different races. Why can't they come out? You know what I'm saying? We invite them to come out. They said they're the baddest. We want to see it. We want to accommodate you.
Well, no, they're the baddest, but they want you to come to Oklahoma. People in Oklahoma don't even want to be in Oklahoma. Why am I going to come to Oklahoma?
Well,
Indiana's
not
that
far. They want another tornado to come through there. They want us to really show up. They want to come through there. They don't want our people to come out there to race. But we invite them. The closest race that we got for them.
They have
there.
An open
and
invitation.
There will be another one. There's another one that will be in Texas, too.
And I know it's business race, and I hope I didn't overextend an invitation. I haven't talked to Biz,
Biz will invite him personally and tell him to come get down.
But exactly, and I know Biz is a racer, Biz is a businessman, and I know that if these clowns come to
Indiana. Wayne's favorite words, you nobody. You're not nobody.
You drove, and Wayne's probably telling him, you drove all this way and all you got is that. Better go rent yourself a car. You know what, man? With the cars that are out there, the cars that I've seen, just as far as me being a part of Grudge Inc. in the last year, and then these nobodies that have the ball, how did they get, that's what I understand. How did these guys, Discovery Channel, you got your head at the wrong fucking skirt. I'll tell you right now, what you need to be doing is talking to Jay Barnes over at Grudge Inc. if you want real action, if you want TV ratings, if you want to see fast cars, if you want to see Looney that swaps hand like peanut butter and jelly, man, one hand over the other. I'm telling you, you need to be talking to Jay Barnes, not these clowns, Big Chief. And you know what? Not even if they don't go up there, man, go down to Louisiana. Go down there. See Boom down there. And Scooby and the gang down there. Go race those guys. Or just dip into Texas. You got Atomic Dog down there, all his guys down there. These guys don't want to leave their neck of the woods. Because Grudge Inc., dude, we're everywhere. But this ain't even a Grudge Inc. thing. This is these guys just calling out anybody. They're calling out whoever can come out. They're calling out Primetime. Whoever they feel that they can get. Whoever they feel that they can go after, but they want to come there. You know, it's like, who are you guys to think that you're all this and you haven't raced anybody? That's what I want to know. I want to know where you feel that you can come at people, make this statement, get your ass kicked, and still talk about being the best of the best. That's what I want to know. That's what I need explained to me. How do you say you're the best in the country and you just got sawed off a few weeks ago, or maybe a little bit longer, by a car from California? How does that happen? It's astonishing. Hey, Kev, sit tight right now. Kev, hold on, Kev. We're gonna go to the phones real quick.
Okay,
I know people are chiming in right now. 414-6614, your mic is live. Who we got?
Yeah, I'm from the Chicago area, and yeah, I picked that show last night too, man. Them dudes, they got some pretty nice cars, man, but I feel what y'all are saying, man, but they come to Morocco, man, they'll get more than they can handle, man.
Exactly. And you know what? And I'm not knocking their cars, and I'm not saying that their cars are shit or nothing like that. That's not what I'm saying.
No.
But you don't go around facing people. Go ahead, man.
I definitely watched the show last night. It was my first time ever seeing it. And so I think it was one of the guys on the board, man. They posted it on the board on Cox Hall about that. I didn't know what they were talking about. Then I had to see it last night. I was sitting in the house. I was like, damn, these motherfuckers street racing for real. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I didn't know, like, what y'all saying, that they be, like, they be roofing and all that. I didn't know they'd been doing that. But they come to Morocco, man. They're going to have plenty of street car action because there's a lot of dudes from the Chicago area with plenty of street cars, man. They're ready and willing to play.
Well, Carl,
yeah,
this is my thing.
They just don't want
to
leave.
They don't want to leave Oklahoma. But for them to go on the show and say they got the baddest shit in the country. Come on. Chicago, Detroit, New York was known for street racing for years.
Yeah.
So why sudden you guys come up and come with this bullshit?
Yeah.
And say, I'm not the baddest fast. Now we're on the show tonight.
We invite
him to come on our show on top.
Right.
None of them get on here and say a damn thing.
Right. Yeah, because like we was up in Martin, Michigan last weekend too, man. It went down up there. You know what I'm saying? And
then
these guys had they put on a beautiful show up there. You know, everybody was there. It was plenty of street cars, everything. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you wanted up there, you pick your poison. You know what I'm saying? It was going down.
Hey, Connor.
Only just
Now
they want to talk shit about these fastest street cars. I know they're gonna flame, right?
Man, this is dudes, man.
Organized to move off the street, make it safer so people don't get hurt and do the track.
Man, they're doing that for money, man. They're doing that for money or whatever the people on that show paying them. I ain't gonna say that for sure, but I'm just saying, like, from where I come from, I'm from the southeast side of Chicago, and we come from the street racing scene. And I know some dudes right now, man, they got some cars right now in Chicago, street cars, air conditioner, whatever, you know, full gas tank, full interior, all glass, will get dead with their ass.
Well,
isn't that Cadillac from Chicago?
Man, I'm done talking. I'm going to leave it alone. I'm done. I wasn't even talking about that car, but I'm done. You see that photo, Hoe Getter? That boy gets
down.
Damn
right.
And the reason why I brought that up is because I'm all the way in California, okay?
Yeah, see?
Homeboy with the Cadillac don't have a TV show. But yet everybody knows about that Cadillac in Chicago.
Man, that Cadillac, that's a pretty car too, man.
And that's my point. These guys go get a TV show and they're nobody. Nothing.
Yeah.
And
I don't know, man. I don't know. I ain't going to bash some guys, though. Like I say, they got some nice cars, man. But if they talking like that, man, like y'all say, come on over there to Beers Race. And Chicago, down on their ass, they're going to go. You know what I'm saying? Chicago's going to really get out on them.
And if these guys, and because Chad's already gave them a shout-out, Chad wants to lock in with them. I was like, I'm good to go. My car's done. My car's at Chad's shop right now. I'm locking.
Yeah.
I'm locking with the clown. And if they want to do it, and I want to do it in a neutral place. I'll drive. To 2,200 miles to Morocco, Indiana, just to kick their ass. I ain't shy.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to go to Oklahoma.
I might stop today,
in Oklahoma on the way.
Yeah. Like today, right now, but I'm at work right now. Straight up the road from me, about 10 minutes up the road from me, in Union Grove, they having a street car shootout up there today, King of the Streets, right now, going down. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
It's pretty street car action in the Midwest. They just scared to come get it. That's all that is.
You know, I'll tell you, man, I wish I had Small Block PD's number, man, because I would love to get a hold of Small Block PD and tell him, these guys are Oklahoma claiming they got the fastest street car.
Man, I'm trying to tell you,
basic, And basically,
Detroit,
what they're saying
they got some nice street cars. They probably just
sure
had a place a lot of being. Tennessee, you know, man, it's here. They just, like you said, they got to leave Oklahoma, man. Explore the world. That's all.
No, because all the fast cars, they may have the fastest cars in Oklahoma. They may have the only cars in Oklahoma. Yeah. That's why they're the fastest. Step across that border. Watch how you get bit.
Yeah. Hey, it's a dude on the internet, too, that you're trying to get at him from Texas. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I've been looking for on YouTube.
Well, I know
I can't think of what
Kelly
it was.
Kelly, a guy from California, from Northern California, Sacramento, Sonoma area, he went out there. He lit that Nova up.
The one that's called
Murder Nova?
Man, stop.
That Nova got murdered. It got stomped on, stepped on, put in reverse, ran back over. I don't know. That thing might be a hunk of tin now, going to become a Toyota or a Honda or something now.
Wow. That's crazy. Yeah. Well, let me talk on, get y'all show rolling, man. I want to hold y'all. Let me get back to work, man.
All right, baby. Thanks for calling in, man.
All right, man. I appreciate it, man.
Okay, man. We'll talk to you.
All right.
You know, and that's what I'm saying, Kev. These guys, they talk about, how come they didn't put that race on TV? How come that one didn't make the show? About them getting stomped on. Travel Channel definitely has got to do something different, man. When they go out, they should do their homework and their research a little bit better than this. And instead of wondering why in Oklahoma? Why do you think they're in Oklahoma? Man, I mean, I had a friend out here that went to Oklahoma, University of Oklahoma. He said after football season, there was nothing to do there. He said he hated it. He only loved it during football season. I'm like, well, that's what you get for going to Oklahoma, man. I don't even like driving through Oklahoma. But this is just, I know what it is. It's these guys trying to drum up rating. But July 29th, in Morocco, Indiana, if you cowards are listening, bring all 10 of your cars there. Just show up with a sign that says you guys are street outlaws. I don't know, man. I think outlaws are supposed to be rougher and tougher. You guys just might be street bitches because outlaws are stronger. Well, that could be a production thing to make you guys sound faster than you really are. But all I know is that 57 worked your ass. But you know, it's just something that bugs, man. It's just something that bugs.
Well, my thing is, this is what got me was that how do you call yourself the fastest of the fastest? And you said something about no one in the country will fuck with y'all. And here it is, we've been grudge racing for the last 7 years organizing. And all of a sudden you guys calling people out. So now, y'all on Discovery Channel called us out. Now we're on our show calling y'all out. And we call Discovery Channel out too to see some real racers.
Yeah, I'm just fed up with y'all, man.
I got one thing, Mr. Russo, please say real quick. They said it's too far from drive, but you guys are driving from California to Mississippi and raised, Alabama and raised, Georgia and raised, and they're closer, right?
Well, these guys are saying there's too many, it's too far.
It's too far? Well, one thing they're the fastest in the country. They should not say that. They're the baddest in the country. They should not say that. Because I did make a call on California's number street racing too, so.
Well, what they should be saying more along the lines is like, you know, we'll race, we'll travel, we're not afraid to do anything like that. But to come out and make these statements, I mean, I got to be honest, I haven't seen the show. I don't even know if they race anybody or if they do any racing on the show. So
Well, it's probably won't show, but they was on the street, and then here it is. They doing stupid shit on the street. They're taking, you know, high horsepower cars and trying to do their thing, and they getting all wicked and crazy on the street. That's stupid. If you guys got that much money to bet, you got that much money to do something, why don't you get a fucking track and race? Why do you have a fire place to race? That's what I think.
Well, these guys ain't going to do shit. I've come to the conclusion. They're just going to try and get ratings to get pump up that show. Hey, what a better place to get ratings than to come to Morocco, Indiana, July 29th. I'm sure Biz will be more than happy to let him in the gate.
We'll have everything. We'll have nitrous cars. We'll have pro charger cars. We'll have turbo cars there. We'll have small tire, big tire cars there.
And to help them to be the baddest car in the country, just to let them know, because I know they're listening because they're little weasels. You're going to have cars from Texas, Louisiana, Georgia, Alabama, the great state of Mississippi, Florida, probably from the Carolinas, Tennessee, not to mention Chicago and the Motor City.
Kentucky.
So there's 10 states I just went through right now, and they got 10 cars. So they bring their 10 cars, they can race somebody, a person from each one of these states, and then if they can manage to win those 10 races, then I will give them the respect that they said. Hey, we're the baddest in the country. We just took out Texas, Louisiana. But we knew goddamn well that shit ain't flying. That ain't going to happen.
Oh, hell no.
Hey, you know, it's a good thing. It's a good thing that I'm talking about this because, you know, if Willie Dog was on the show right now talking about this, these guys would be running. They'd hear him talking, just his voice would scare the shit out of them.
Yeah, Willie Dog would be talking shit to him.
Yeah, we'd have to chain Willie Dog up. He don't bite nobody. But I tell you, man, this is... If these guys want to be the best in the country, well, guess what? The best in the country could be in Morocco, Indiana, July 12th. Well,
the best in the country
could
be in Morocco, Indiana. They was at 131 last week, and we're going to be in Morocco on July 29th.
Biz better give me 50 cents for promoting that show so much in one night. Now, I'll tell you that much, man. He better give me some soda money for this. But I can't stress this enough, man. I can't stress this enough. They need to be in Morocco, Indiana on the 29th. All you gotta do is show up. Don't need a special invitation.
Hey, tell you, I'd like to thank everybody last week who sent condolences to my family. I let everybody know that, and I appreciate that. Cousin was killed. I was at a funeral last week, but I'd like to say that I appreciate everyone talking to me and sharing their love and concern. I really do.
Oh, you're welcome, man. You're welcome. I hope everything's doing good, too, man.
Yeah. But, yeah, we're going to get back to these guys. You know, I just think that, you know, I want to call them a bunch of fucking clowns. If you got that much horsepower, why the fuck are you in the street? Like you said, we got 15,000 horsepower out here tonight to rock the street. You like, what the fuck? Did you watch me?
You know what?
It's like they're going down this fucking street or they're going to the damn airport racing and they just, you know, it's a pedal fest. Get on the fucking track with some glue on there. Let's get that. You know,
well,
that was shit we did 10 years ago. We didn't move from the street and organize onto the track.
Well, this is what it is. And you know, we all come from street racing, all of us here. All of us have grudging. There isn't anybody who's called into this show or been involved with any of these shows. We've all come from the street, bottom line. You know, this had to start somewhere. We weren't born with that silver spoon and jumped right into a funny car or pro mod or anything like that. You know, you had to work your way up. So,
right.
In saying that, some people may go to the card where, well, our car's not set up for the track. Our car's set up. And I understand that. Street set up, track set up. I get that. But if you're talking about being the baddest car around or the baddest cars around, then you should know a little bit about tuning. And if you can tune your car in the street, you can tune your car for the track.
Damn right.
If you can't,
you tune the street, you shall do the track.
And if you can't do that, then you know what? Maybe, and I'm going on a limb, maybe you should get rid of that freaking tuner and find yourself somebody else. I could be wrong. I know I'm going on a limb when I say that. But, you know, it's a crock of shit what these guys are doing and saying and claiming, and yet I haven't seen anyone do much. You know what I mean? I haven't seen them. I mean, it's off the top of my head when I think, and when I went to Lena, the cars I saw at Lena, thinking, to me, I mean, this is, and I'm not going to use the word, I gotta, man, that's what I wish Willie Dog was on the air right now. I need that word. That I don't want to say a slap in the face. That's not what I'm saying, but, man, Willie got me with the big Willie and Wick, man. Wick, if you're online, man, hit the one button. I forgot that big word, man, because I'm not used to using big words. A mockery. That's what it is. These guys are making a mockery. I got all excited, man. I remember the big word. I'm making a mockery of everybody else in the country saying they ain't shit, and yet these guys won't come out of Oklahoma to race them. Morocco, Indiana, July 29th. We'll supply the cars. We'll supply the Preparation H. And we'll send you that one-way ticket packet, guaranteed. And this is not a call-out. It's a reality check. You want to be the baddest? Well, you know what? The baddest are going to be in Morocco, Indiana. Come handle your business. Run your mouth. Say what you got to say there. Don't bring no TV cameras because we don't want to make you look that bad. But you just come running. And I guarantee you go home crying. Because when you pop off and you say the shit that you say and you can't back it up, and you got to go on that TV show. And God help you if you bring them cameras with a microphone out there to an event like this. You don't know these kind of people when they get a microphone in front of them. They're going to have you guys crying. Going to have you crying, embarrassing you, your family, and everybody else. It's already an embarrassment, all the crap you guys are saying and claiming. And California drove 2,000 miles to fuck you guys up. And you don't want to talk about that. Being the baddest people in the country, and we send a car out there, and it beats your fastest car, and you still want to make that claim. Beat your fastest car on the street, on your street, in your town, in your state. We came out there, fucked you up. Maybe you shouldn't go to Morocco, Indiana, because if we just had one car from California come out there and do that to you guys, God help you if you go to Morocco, Indiana. You'd be looking like one of them dogs at one of them splinter patches. You'd be licking your wounds, all these Band-Aids all up on you. But don't worry, man. You bring your cars. We'll bring the Preparation H. Morocco, Indiana, July 29th. Ass whoopings will be handed out if you show up. If you have the balls to show up, come on out. And
hey, Kenny.
Go ahead.
It's not going to happen.
Oh, I know. They won't show. They won't come. Discovery Channel don't want to see that because if Discovery Channel comes out there and sees what we do, I guarantee you ain't going to hear no more about no street outlaw.
Discovery Channel don't want to hear what we do. Shit, these boys out here, you know, let's just say some of the guys that we deal with, they make a living off their cars. They don't have jobs. They make a living off their cars.
No, it just bugs me, and I I know I sound like a broken record, but I gotta tell you, man, it's something that stupid is, man. And it's just like, I know we joke around about a lot of things, but, you know, it's one thing to have confidence about yourself, to say, hey, you know what, I'm the best, I'm the fastest. If you're out there doing it, racing weekend after weekend after weekend, like all these guys do, I mean,
yeah,
you know,
they travel. I mean, these guys are going from last week they're in Michigan, and this week they're down in somewhere down south racing. And the weekend after that, we got the next weekend we got with the Orange World Nationals. So if you guys feel like you're that damn bad, well, shut up. Come to Memphis, Tennessee next weekend and get done.
Just show up. Tom McDonald puts on races in Houston. Boomer puts them on down in Louisiana. Hey, you ain't got to drive far. You ain't got to drive as far as I've driven for a race.
What do I look at is, they can talk about the shit they want to talk. But here it is, we just invited them to Rockwell, Indiana.
They just need a mat.
We're not bringing nobody. It's not our to outrun them. We're not. We got our average. It's going to be. We got everything they want to know. We got everything. Let them quote me on this, guys. And we care. In Brazil, we got some fucking top fuel. What is that? Rail. We got a fucking pro mile. We got whatever you guys want. We got it.
No, they don't want to. They barely to race. They won't even race some of the cars they see out there, man. They won't race any of the cars out to go see. You know, and it's like, they haven't even returned Chad's calls. Chad's worse than me when it comes to annoying people. Chad calls you. If he's got you, he'll call your house. He'll call your mom's house. He'll try to find out where you are as fast as possible to get something done. You know, and it's like, he's gone on websites. He went on their website. He went on Discovery Channel. He's been on them all trying to get these guys to
engage.
You guys
are not responding to nobody. You're not responding to nobody.
I went on, if you go on right now to Discovery Channel, on that little video that they put up, I left two comments. The one comment
I left.
Channel,
if you go to Discovery Channel, you go to say search, and then go to Outlaws, which is Street Outlaws. Guys, if y'all want to, leave a message for them and let these guys.
No, I went to.
I'm just talking for our audience. You know, for everybody in there.
Oh, go ahead.
You know, get on there, see what you got to say, and do it. I mean, the guys don't want to do it, they want to do it. But just my thing was, it really killed me about the whole fucking show. Y'all said y'all the baddest of the baddest in the country. No one can fuck with y'all. No one. Now, here it is. We on the show. Y'all want to get on here, but we responded to y'all's show. Respond to our show. Get on there and talk.
You know, this is what I put. Maybe this is talking shit. But I put on there, it says, seriously, does anybody... I put this, does your show suck that fucking bad that you have to go on Facebook to promote it? It's the only thing that comes out of, well, I can't, maybe I better not read what I wrote because the other one I left on there. I left this for Discovery Channel. Call into my show, Ben Races. California owns your ass. I left the number. Lock in or shut the fuck up. That's pretty much, where was that with that? Now, someone also goes by Boosted GT. And I don't know who they are. They have a Mustang, a yellow Mustang. They've already accepted a challenge. They want to run them. but there's no responses. Nobody wants to respond back. So it just makes me wonder, are these guys bullshit or are they racist? And I got to go with bullshit. I got to go with these guys being 100% bullshit racing cars. I think they're racing cars that are much slower than their cars. And I guess maybe they're winning. I haven't seen the show. How long has the show been even on the air? Too long, I would imagine. Kev, you still there? And maybe not. All right, let me go to another call.
I'm still here, Chief.
All right, I got to go to another caller and see if they want to talk about this topic.
Yeah, man.
612-5859. Your mic is live. Who's this?
This is Todd.
What's going on, baby?
Kevin.
What's happening?
Why you ain't come see me at 131?
I had a family member got killed.
Okay. Well, when you gonna come see me for that lockup?
If you call me, we can take care of it. You know,
I've been calling you. You've been answering the phone.
You ain't called me. You don't have my number. So don't even start that.
I've had Jamie call you.
Jamie called me.
Okay.
You got my number. I'll call you.
No,
I don't have your number. I have your number. I'll have your number on the screen right now, and I'm going to call you right after the show.
Hey, did you put a roll bar in your car?
A who?
Did you put a roll bar in your car?
No.
Oh, okay.
Nope.
Hey, Todd.
Yep.
Have you seen this show, Outlaw Street, this Outlaw Street Racing show?
Yeah, I seen it the other night.
What you think about it, dude? When they called everybody and said they were the baddest of the baddest of the country.
No, that shit
looks Todd, all seriously, bullshit aside, you missed race for years, right?
Yeah.
What's your comment on it?
Them cars look pretty slow to me. For to be saying that they the baddest in the country. No,
right.
Hell no. They number 6 through 10, that shit look like some fucking junk. And all the reason why is just 1 through 5 look like something because they got big tires and shit.
Well, the one I found impressive was the truck. That's the one I found impressive. You know,
farm truck.
Yeah.
That shit.
What I'm saying, Todd, for a big-ass truck, yes.
Right. Okay, yeah.
Right, big-ass truck. I'm saying that. Yeah, that is the baddest of the baddest. If you want to where you went for pound, dollar for dollar, for what you want to do, that truck does run good.
We got a big-ass truck out here in California, just like that one. A street car that we will fuck them up with any fucking time they want to play. They want to go pound for pound. We got a truck out here. We got cars out here. We already sent a car out to Oklahoma to race their fucking Murder Nova, and we crushed that fucking thing like a bug. They've got nothing out there. They've got nothing out there. They don't get my respect. They get nothing.
Yeah.
I ain't pumping these guys up for nothing. I'm not saying their shit slow, but they
What we're saying is that, and like I say, Todd comes from street racing. Is that we said the baddest thing I would say for pound for pound, dollar for dollar that they got is the truck. That's all I was saying. I'm giving her that respect. That truck does
run good. That shit. Man, that white Cadillac from Chicago annihilate that truck.
Right. Hell, yes, that Cadillac.
And they both weigh
about the same, so they can't say nothing about
the one. So Todd, if I'm just saying, they saying the baddest are the baddest. So you saying that the Cadillac could cover the truck? So what about the next one up? I think the next one up was the Mustang, which I was really not impressed with. Number 9 car was not impressed with that shit.
Yeah, I didn't really pay attention to all of them like that. I was just watching. I was in the garage when I was watching it. But I just know that none of them cars look like too much of nothing, except for the big-tire cars. And, I mean, what the fuck? They big-tire cars. So, that shit don't work on the street.
So, did you kind of notice that one race they had, the guy with the Mustang truck, smallish, I want to say he's equivalent to running Wayne and Biz.
Yeah, they can't fuck with none of them cars.
Right. Well, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. We got Todd on the phone, like, Todd, do you think that's really fucking stupid to turn on? Todd, you know, we just talked to Snap, but we asked you because you're the expert, our expert tonight. Would you say that's fucking stupid to turn a bunch of kids on the street like that? I mean,
I wouldn't do it no more because cars are a lot faster now than they were back when we actually raced on the street. So, no. Like, I would say, no, I would never try to race white trash on the street. Like, that just, or Biz car. Like, that shit just couldn't happen.
Right.
Cars are a lot
faster now than they were. But you know, Todd, in saying that, you're absolutely right. But if I tuned my car for the street, I could run that car in the street because...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you go ahead and take all that power out of it, though.
You know, but that's the difference between the track and the street. But these guys are claiming to be, all this. I'll bet you, man, I'll call Melvin. I'll bet you Melvin... to take out that whole fucking squad, all 10 of them.
I believe so too.
I believe Melvin by himself. If everybody pitched in money for fuel and all that stuff, Melvin will go to Oklahoma and line them up. Start with number 10, go to number 9, go to number 8, work himself all the way down to that fucked up Noah that got his ass handed to him by a California car, handed to him. Melvin walked out of there with all the money. In fact, I would do this. I would get 10. Since they got Discovery Channel behind them, I would do this. I would, because I know people who know people who know people who have money, put up 50 grand aside. No, we'll do it this way. So everybody will make 10. Put up a hundred grand purse in a shootout. They're 10 cars. Let me pick 10 cars and go after these guys. There. Now let Travel Channel with all their money promote that race and watch how fast their Oklahoma City boys crumble.
Yeah.
There. And I know Travel Channel's listening right now. I see a number on here that's a number out here. You guys are playing with the wrong people, man. Playing with the wrong people. You got a show with slow-ass cars that nobody's watching. Come step up into the real world of racing, of street racing done right. I'll take 100 grand away from the Travel Channel and the News from Oklahoma.
I think, Todd can say this too. I mean, he was, like you said, he's basically saying that he retired from the street. But we got to the point where we didn't want to lose our cars. We didn't want to do this, but
All I heard from Todd was that cars have gotten faster. I didn't say he's going. I didn't hear him say he wouldn't see race. He just said cars gotten faster nowadays.
Oh, yeah. No, I still get on the street, but it'd be like, whoa.
See, I got you.
I wouldn't get on the street with that, no shit like Never Scared and all them type of cars.
Right.
I still race my car on the street.
Hold on one second, man. I gotta take this call, man. I gotta get up in this ass a little bit. Man, now you want to know why your paycheck get docked, okay?
Oh, man.
Now you know why you should get docked.
Hey, that's Tyson.
That's Tyson.
I'm used to getting docked now.
See, look, I didn't even have to say any names, and he already knows someone getting docked, who it is.
I'm used to getting docked. What the hell?
Hey, Tyson, what happened to Kevin? Why Kevin didn't show up for our race?
Because he had a death in the family. He had a death in the family, bro. He told you that already.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot. Yeah. I just thought he had got scared.
He get scared. He had a death in the family.
So that mean that he'll still do it then, right? Is that what you're saying, Tails? You speaking up for him?
I don't know.
I'll lock his ass back in again.
I said Kevin.
I'll lock his ass back in again. Ain't nothing changed. Todd,
let's get this straight right now, okay? And if we get in the phone getting cocky, okay, that's an offender, right? But you broke first pass. Okay, so I told you, I call you to talk, like gentlemen, and we'll get
Do you want to lock back in?
Hey, listen. This will be a topic for another night because I'm hot. I got to get time to cut my feet on these bitches from Oklahoma City right now.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you how you do that. Tao. All you do is get in touch with the head person in charge. And his name, Chief, over there.
Chief, Tyson. Chief's gonna answer the phone. He won't. If he said I'll admit, he will not answer the phone. That's why I said we got Todd on the phone tonight. Todd is street racing, and I'm pretty sure Todd will lock in with a couple of their cars right now.
They need to stop talking that bullshit on the show. Talking about they knocked off Detroit cars, Chicago cars, and then
Tyson, this is what I said, and I probably said this 100 times. I'm gonna say it 101 times. In case some cowards are listening. July 29th, Morocco, Indiana. Have your shit up there. You bring the cars. We'll bring the Preparation H. We'll hand you your asses. Simple enough.
Well,
I mean, if they're the baddest,
you look at it like this.
They can
bring all 10 of their cars because they say them the only fast cars they got in Oklahoma. That's what they're saying.
They can bring all 10 of them to Indiana.
Then
they don't have fast cars. And if that's all they got, they better stay in Oklahoma.
That's all they got. That's what the show say. Them the only fast cars in Oklahoma. So they can bring all 10 of them to Indiana.
Well, I'll tell you this much, man. You know, like I said, I've been hot about this since we got on the wire, is that, you know, when you go out there and make these claims and a California car went out there and raced that murder Nova and whooped his ass. Whooped him.
All right.
So, and then to come out and say, we got the baddest street cars in the land, in the country, in the world. And we drove 2,000 miles out there, fucked them up, took their money, went back home. That makes us gods. Yeah. They've got nothing. I told you. And Travel Channel, I know you're listening because I'm betting $100 that this number is you because I've been blowing up your website all day long. Hit that one button to come talk to us because you guys are backing these clowns. Morocco, Indiana, July 29th. Tell your little kids out in Oklahoma to put on their jock straps and come. And come up there and come play with us. If not, stay at home.
Tell them they ain't got an ice skate on the street.
Hey, is Tosh on the phone?
Yeah.
Who?
Hey, Tosh, can you get that white Cadillac? Can you get that white Cadillac to rent a truck?
I'm sure he will if he'll be there.
I mean, I'm not with that cat, so I can't.
No, I understand that. But I'm just saying, if them people show up and they want to talk about pound for pound, dollar for dollar, that type of bullshit. You know what I'm saying, Todd? Could you basically get that guy to run the Cadillac?
I'll initiate it.
So we got that one covered. Todd,
they ain't gonna show. Look, they ain't got.
I'm pretty sure that
they ain't got no excuses of nothing. They cars is matched up with anybody else's cars from the north, south, east, west, however.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they can't come with that bullshit saying some other shit.
No, hey, man.
Very
good race. The Cadillac in the pickup truck.
Yeah.
Well, I'll put all my money on that Cadillac. I'll go even steal some money to put on that Cadillac. That Cadillac's a bad boy.
I put that Malibu with ground and pound and I'll run that damn truck.
Oh, yeah. Now, see, I wasn't even going to go that far.
I'm not even going to go that far. Uncle Larry, I am so sorry I left you hanging like that, brother. I am so sorry. I apologize.
No problem. No problem. Just sit back, listen to y'all, relaxing and enjoying the show, man. I wanted to come in and tell everybody hi, and you know I had to come in and pay my dues, man, which I do every Saturday night on our show. How y'all doing?
Doing good, man. Larry, I'm one of them rants tonight. I'm in one of them rants with these clowns from Oklahoma and freaking nobody.
Nobody.
They want to be the fastest. They want to be the fastest in the land, but yet they don't want to race nobody to back that up.
You look at it like this, Tail. They look fast on the street, ice skating around, but I ain't seen no one of them motherfuckers at a track up there.
They just need to get another tuner and set up for the street, Morocco, Indiana.
Yeah.
That's all they got to remember. If these guys can only remember one thing, remember Morocco, Indiana, July 29th. That's all there is. If they want, I'll send directions to them. I'll pick them up on the way if they need to.
What they had Honcho say, Tail, Chief, we got the baddest cars in the land, but he ain't answering the phone. So what that tell you?
Yeah, exactly. Man, Chad's been calling that dude all day today. Nothing.
What that
say? Nothing.
He ain't answering the phone.
Don't want to answer no phone. Don't want to do nothing. Don't want to race. But like I said, man, Kelly went out there with the 57 and handed that Nova his ass. And that's their best. I'm not saying that 57 is the fastest in the land. All I'm saying is, it already discredited that Nova from being the baddest in the land.
Right, that black Nova they got. Yeah.
Shit, that black Nova's now black and blue.
Yeah.
And all these guys got to do, man, all they got to do is call in. You know, if they called in and said something, maybe I'd be a little nicer, but I'm going to keep pounding these guys. I'm making this my mission until July 29th, calling these dudes out.
Tell y'all, they listen to the show because they mentioned preparation. They listen to the shows.
Oh, I know they listen to the show. Who's calling somebody right now?
I don't know. This
is DC Wyatt. Thank you for giving us a call. We'll see you a call back as soon as possible.
Who's that?
I don't know. Somebody's calling somebody.
No. It's okay. Yeah, Oklahoma needs a car towed. Can you go down there and get it? Because their shit don't run. Yeah, how's that for giving a message?
Are you listening? Because once they say a preparation ace, I'm like, wait a minute.
I'm going to tell you this right now.
I only watched one of them shows. That was, I think, the one from last week.
Right.
That's when she was supposed to have a red truck.
Farm
he
truck.
He said
they
made $1,100.
They had another truck, too.
They had an S10.
He said
they had 1,100 horse, and then so they wanted to go race somewhere. He was saying, "Well, we're going to race over at the airport and blah, blah, blah. And he goes, yeah, we got 15,000 horsepower here tonight. Okay. Todd made a real good example of what he was saying as far as a big tire car against a small tire car. Well, that Mustang ran good. And I was watching it, and I'm saying, well, you know, Daffy, you know, he's about to get it on. And the Mustang shook, and, you know, he couldn't go around and over. But this is my thing is, Todd, have we ever went from 1 through 10, 1 through 20, 1 through 100? If you thought you could get a guy, you wouldn't race him, right? It wasn't about who the fuck 1 through the 10, right?
Pretty much, man. They race for rankings or some shit. Who don't want to go to number one?
Yeah.
Man, what's up with that money? Fuck
they
number
doing
one.
Crazy stuff.
Yeah, they want to be ranked number one. And...
This is what I'm saying.
They racing back to back, but they ain't not betting no money. They racing back to back. All they want to do is climb up on the board to get to number one.
No,
so
one of them races I seen they did for 400.
The
white Mustang versus that real Mustang. Hey, Todd. I'm going to let Todd have the floor. Nah, go ahead, Todd. You said 400. Go ahead. Take care of it.
Yeah, that white Mustang with them big ass tires looked like
it got
some 33s on it or some shit. It raced
that
red Mustang for
400. Oh, yeah,
raced
that red.
Hello?
Orange one with the flames on it.
Let me get a cheese stick.
Well, I'll tell you this much, Ty.
Cheese stick.
If I hear these guys on their TV show talk about the average Joe or the round table, I'm flying to Oklahoma City and I'm gonna find these hillbillies. Okay, I'm just saying that right now. They start stealing from this show. Oh, I'm gonna give them a trademark up their ass. I know
they're listening. That's
they just don't have the balls. They just don't have the balls to hit the one button. That's all it is.
Once they said preparation H, I'm like, wait a minute.
I was sitting watching the show, and the guy said, for everybody, they've been listening to our show. Jay Barnes was the originator of preparation H. Are we right or wrong, guys? He said the short tip is long, right? And the guy goes, oh, you got to replicate the program. So they've been looking at our show, but they're going to give him the show and even acknowledge it. You know what I'm saying? We're not saying bad to the bad, but we said that, guys, see, I think with us, we never got on the phone and said we was the bad to the bad, okay? When they got on that show and said, we are the bad to the country, I think a lot of us said, oh, hold up a minute. What the fuck are you talking about? What are you talking about? You know what I'm saying?
We don't say we're the baddest of the baddest.
Once a person does say they're the baddest in the world, or they got the baddest in the world, they open up a can of worms. Because now everybody coming at you, they want to see.
Yeah. Exactly.
Either you're going to whoop my ass, or I'm going to whoop your ass. But since you're the baddest of the world, I want to see.
Right.
But see, the thing is, what they're trying to do is that they're trying to drum up ratings. They're trying to keep this show alive. But what they're doing is, they got to say all this nonsense. They got to put it out.
Hey, back off.
And say, we're the best of the world. Huh? We got the best of the world. We're faster than everybody, so they can get people challenging them, get them to come to Oklahoma so they can do their TV show. Pretty much all this is publicity to promote their show. That's what this is. But as racers, what we are and that they're not is that we don't need their lights. We don't need their cameras. All we need is their asses to be at Morocco, Indiana, July 29th, and then we'll show them what racing is all about. They'll have a plethora of cars to pick from to match their tent. Because I'll tell you, man.
July 29th. It's the
27th. What's
the 27th?
July 27th?
The race is 27th? 27th is on the 27th, not the 29th. 29th is a Monday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's on the
27 to 28.
Yeah,
27 to 28. I got it written down on my thing on the 29th. That's why. All right. Well, still.
That's 27.
Be in July, be in Morocco, Indiana. I'm sorry. My bad. See, now,
it's
now
all
I'm
good.
Not
it wasn't coming nowhere.
I'm not going to get that soda money.
I'll be
there. I'm giving them the wrong date.
Who that? Man, it's Tookie, man.
Tookie.
Who's Tookie? Stokes, man.
Oh, okay.
What's up, man?
What's going on?
Nothing much, man. You ain't go to the Cots thing?
No. You know, I can't keep doing all that traveling, man.
You know, that's right down the road for me.
Yeah, boy, I don't even want to talk about how much gas that was to get down there.
Woo! I'm already doing, man.
Oh, you know what, man? Hold up, guys. I guess not random raves and raising eyebrows, man. I gotta bring this caller in right now. Big Drag, my brother from another mother. What is going on, boss man?
What's up with y'all, man? What's going on, Jack? How y'all been?
Drag, what's going on, bro?
Man, you know me, man. Stirring shit up.
Yeah.
Go ahead, man.
Go ahead, Taylor. I'm listening to you, buddy.
I'm just a little hung up on these dudes claiming to be the best, the fastest, and all this stuff, and we send a car out from Cali down there, and we kick their ass, and they still making these claims about being the baddest and the best, and don't talk about that car from Cali whooping on them.
Yeah.
And
I think you nailed it with what you said, though. That's all about getting ratings, stuff like that, trying to keep the show going. You know, how could you, we keep us here in Chicago, we got some fast cars, but we can't say fastest cars in the world. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, it's fast cars in every state, real fast cars in every state. So for them to make a bold statement like that, that's all about rating.
Yeah, it's insulting. It's insulting to the, I got to remember a mockery. That's the word I'm looking, that's my new word now. Of everybody else. So that's why I put the invitation out. I know those little clowns in Oklahoma are listening. Come to Morocco, Indiana, and bring all 10 of your cars, and it'll look like a food line with people lining up to race their cars.
Oh, yeah, they definitely, if they came to the race, to the Grudge Inc. race, and at the end of July, they definitely would get more races than they ever think they would ever want.
Oh, yeah.
And then they'll get guys from all over the country, pretty much. Guys from all over. Guys out of Georgia, guys from New York, Alabama, Mississippi, Michigan. They'll get a variety of different races. If they say they fast like that, then, come play with the big boys.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Drake, have you seen the show, Drake? Did you see that show?
Yeah, I did, somebody called me last week and told me, because I like that, I like watching that Fast and Loud, that Crazy Richard.
I like Fast and Loud, too.
Well, somebody told
me. You know what?
Turn to the other
speaking of those guys, I actually called their shop, and I talked to Aaron for a little bit, because I have a Thunderbird, a 61 Thunderbird, and they did that 65 Thunderbird, that black one.
Uh-huh.
And I was talking to him about the air right system, and I was telling him that I want to do that to my 61. And you know what? I think what you see on TV, these guys are the exact same dudes, because this guy was helpful, nice, telling me, when you take this, you watch out for this. If you're going to change the brakes, this is the kid I would recommend. I mean, helpful, just, these guys could probably come to a Grudge Inc. race and slip right in.
And
you know what I mean? They're that real. I mean, I got a lot of respect for those two guys.
I like the show. I definitely like the show. But what they do, I do the same thing, the buying and selling and trading. So it interests me to see somebody else do it.
he was kind of shook when he bought that Ferrari drag. He was kind of messed up for a minute. Finish the car.
They paid over $300 for it, and then spent another
three something.
You gotta have some deep pockets, boy, to be doing that.
Yes, sir.
I tell you what, they made it nice though. It actually looked better black than it did red. They finished it. It was nice.
Yeah, it sure did. They did
finish that car.
Yeah, they finished it black and had some super slick, like some black wheels he had made, and they was kind of like a dull finish on them. They wasn't all shiny. It looked good.
I kind of figured his buddy was gonna buy it. Once he let him take it, you know, and drive and take it home, I kind of figured he was gonna come back and just buy him out the whole deal.
Oh, the guy was with him. He bought the car.
Yeah, his best friend, his buddy, you know,
helped him buy it.
Hey,
Drag, you know who else is a really good dude? And I don't know if you watch his show or not, but he's the dude in Vegas who wears the bandana.
Yeah.
You're talking about the count.
We were in Vegas for a race, and a buddy of ours broke the A-arm. He landed in the A-arm, it hit real hard, and it cracked it. So we're like, you know, we didn't have a welder. I said, hey, that dude's shop's out here. We Googled his shop, took us right. We map-quested, took us right to the shop with the car and a trailer. And we told him, dude, we're at a race, this and that. He goes, are you guys serious? I go, if you can't do it, can you recommend the shop? I go, man, get that thing in the shop. They went in, welded it up, and we kind of gave it a little bit of an alignment at the track, went back out racing.
Uh-huh.
Well, so every time we go to Vegas, in fact, I'm going to see him this Saturday, not a week from, because we're going out to have a race out for this weekend coming up.
Uh-huh.
Every time I go out there, we always stop by and tell him to come hang out. Sometimes he's shooting, sometimes he's not, but he's another dude. This guy just loves cars.
Yeah.
And the cars
that
he's got in his shop are just unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's another good dude, man.
Yeah.
Let me get to another phone line real quick, because I made a shout out to about Melvin taking on all 10 of these cars, and Melvin's calling in right now. Melvin, you there, man?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's going on, man?
Yeah, man,
did somebody call you, or you listening about me telling you to take on all them cars?
No, I was listening, man.
Hey, I'll fork up some ponies, man. I think we can do this, man.
I think we can pull that off, too. But, I had a little concern about the iRacing that we got going on. I'm not trying to cut in, because it's been on my mind since I left up there at 131. We got to do something with our fans that's on that starting line. That past weekend at 131, man, I've never felt so uncomfortable doing a burnout in my life to have that many people on side of my car and all the way from the water box all the way to the starting line like that, man. I was afraid if my car would have turned to the left or the right, man, I would have run over somebody. And if I have to keep on continuing racing and those events and those people are there like that, y'all guys can count me out, man, because I don't want to be the one to run over somebody and, you know, that'd be on my conscience for the rest of my life because they was in the way like that. We got to control them, and they got to be able to get some organization where those people are behind that water box, man, because that was a scary sight to me, you know, and I don't hear anybody saying anything about it, but it made me get real scary that night, man, with that many people out there with that car, being able to run this, you know, move around like it do like that with them people that close to that car.
You know what? I hear what you're saying, Melvin. You know why? Because I don't have a rearview mirror on my car, and my back window has stickers on it now. And when I'm in reverse, I'm hoping and praying the guy in front of me can see everything behind me, because I'm relying on him. And like you said,
if he don't see something and something like that happens, yeah, that's a concern.
I'm right with you, Melvin. You know what I mean? Because the people on the line of cars, you couldn't even, you know, a lot of cars couldn't even back out and get in their tracks because there was so many people.
Yeah, I mean, it was all over the place, man. That was scary, man.
I wouldn't want to, especially now, because everybody doing their exhaust off the side, I wouldn't want to be nowhere near them damn cars. What if a valve shoot out there? Anything shoot out from the side as well? Somebody getting hurt.
I am so very glad that Melvin brought that point up, man, because, you know, somebody going to end up getting hurt, man. You know, I myself, there were so many people until, and it's not just at 131. It's at several tracks. And what happened, we need to tone that down, man, because somebody's going to get hurt. And I have to address that, too, because I seen somebody almost get backed over when one of the automobiles was coming back to get ready to restage, you know. We need us, as being a group that we are, we should address that, and we should kind of – you can see it better from up in the stand than you can from right there, you know, because of the simple fact that you can't see that, but the back part of it, if you're up in the stands, then you can see the side view, or if you get to the side or get on the other side of the fence, you can still see the whole race from a side view, you know, but somebody's going to get hurt. And I'm glad, Melvin, I'm glad you brought that point up, man, because that's something that's very important, man. Don't nobody want to hurt none of those fans, man.
Oh, no.
Nope.
Hey,
Melvin, remember when I was
at Milan and that car had that nitrous explosion on the starting line and the hood blew off into the stadium?
Exactly.
Lane?
Right.
And that's a distance, man. That's a distance. That has to go. It went over that building and into the staging lanes. That was crazy. I was like, oh my God. That was at one of Nate's events.
Hey, the answer to that, guys, is that they're gonna have to pay for some additional security, you know, because you know, just say a guy like me, someone that's known, either whoever's giving the event, if you go up there and tell them, come on, fellas, back up, y'all, you know, they ain't going to pay us no attention, man. The only thing they're going to recognize up there is authority with that iron on his side, you know. When you come to, when you go to down south to Georgia, to Jay Bond's track, they don't have that. Now, you may have guys sitting along the side of the wall, but it's organized. Jay Bond's got a police officer, on-duty police officer, I mean a regular police officer from the county, dressed up in his uniform with his eye on the side and everything, and they is not going past the barrier. They tell them that they can't go past unless you authorize. And that's why it's going to have to come, because all these job inspectors, we understand that they want to see the race, you know, and all that's fine and dandy. But first of all, like Mel said, it's a major distraction to the driver of the car, you know. It's definitely a hindrance. It's a hindrance to the pit crew because they can't get their guys, you know, staged like they need to because of so many people in the way.
So many people.
I understand what you said, Mel, but we have to realize that we got grudge racing is not really what you would call organized racing at the point, you know, and we all know that, man. You got a bunch of street racers that's coming to the track racing their cars. The only thing going to organize them is, you know, sad to say, the law got to be there.
I don't know if you guys remember, I think it was No Problem Dragway. Me and Tail, I think we kind of talked about this week. There was a guy, a pink all out, that got down there, and he got hit in the head with a U-joint. And they said when he got hit in the head with a U-joint, talking about the car.
Yeah.
I can believe the burnout, right, he's watched the guy, you know, the guy did a burn, his camera down, and he jumped out the car. When he hit the ground, it hit him in the head. And all he knows is the camera dropped from when it really showed it. What I try to explain to people is that, you know, you're really dumb for doing that. okay? We know you're spectators. You know you enjoy that. It's getting into the crowd. But, you know, I've seen people have their kids up there like, come on, dude. Get your kids up there, man. We got rocks that fly. We got all type of stuff, you know, that happens. And we don't want to happen. And Melvin is right. Okay, so you take drag. Drag's got a high horsepower car. Drag's doing a burnout. And sometimes the car just, whatever, it does what it wants to do. You have no control to hit somebody. Do y'all think drag would sit there and just be like, fuck that person, I'm going to race? Drag would be like, I'm shutting it down. I'm not going to race. And I think
you got to remember this, though, too. Drag's car, when drag does his burnout, because drag goes past the finish line, I mean the start line. So he's coming back a little bit quicker than the other car because they're not coming back. So he's got to come back a little bit and then go forward. If somebody moves up even halfway to where the back of his car would be when it starts, and he's coming back to get lined up to go back into the beam, that could really hurt somebody.
Oh yeah. You know, that's exactly right. We had that to happen last week, but we had already talked to himself. That, you know, when we backing up, just pay close attention to the guy in front, you know, and the guy that was directing my car back from the back, you know, he made sure he could be visible because we already anticipated how the crowd was. You know, I understand everybody wants to see everything, but they don't understand how dangerous it is, man. And those dogs won't help. I'm one of the first person that told people, man, y'all be standing right in the doggone path. Of them letters that come out the side. If anything ever let go, it's coming out the exhaust, bro. And when it come out the exhaust, it's coming out way faster than that dog in a baseball pitcher could throw that ball.
Can I tell a true story? It's a true story. I was a kid. I had to be about maybe 7 or 8. We was at Modern Dragway. And I had he had a funny car. He did a burnout. Old man Riley owned the track, Jim. And if you ever want to go back in the history, you can ask. But there was a guy that brought a dragster in a funny car. He put the car in reverse. Something happened to the transmission. Guy standing behind the car got ran over.
Oh, I believe
it. They shut the track down. And what I'm trying to, just like you said, Drag, all we're trying to tell the fans is that have a little common sense. Stop doing what you're doing. And I agree with Melvin saying. I agree with wholeheartedly 100%. It is dangerous. It is for us to be in a car doing a burnout. You know, you're in high gear or whatever, low gear, and you then roll out, whatever you want to do. But it happens. If you hit somebody, dude, it's like there's no repercussions to even think about it. You know what I mean? It's like, come on. You know, we just trying to tell the fans. We're not trying to be an asshole to the fans. We're trying to be people to the family, let them know, hey, all we're saying is you guys stand behind the car. This is my thing. If you fools stand behind the car and doing a burnout and a rock hit you in the fucking eye and take your eye out, I'm a dumb fucking bitch. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
You know, I've been several tracks and it's happened. Now, I'm going to tell you some minor dragway. Might have a slight disagreement with them. But I do have to give dumb people their respect. They do have a crowd control. Yes, like Drag said. They got to have a guy there. And it's sad to say, an officer there with a pistol and say, get back. But they understand, these people understand what it takes to, you know, if it's a small horsepower car, small big tire car, what can happen. And we're not being an asshole. We don't want nobody to go home. You know, like, if I'm doing a burnout, I sit there, boom, 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 boom. And hit, you know, a rock hit a kid. Man, you think I'm not going to feel bad about that shit? I'm going to lose. You think I'm not going to feel, hell yeah, I'm going to feel bad about that shit. I'm going to be in the hospital, check on that kid. Or well, that person.
How do you control that? What is something to do?
Shut your car off. And this is my thing. And y'all might
no, what I mean is.
Well, this is my thing. Everybody says, you know, Kevin's on the show, he bullshits everybody. I don't bullshit nobody. All I'm saying is that if the first man just don't do the burnout. Stare at this man, you got to move these people. Y'all want to see this race? Move these people. I'm not liable for nobody.
What I'm saying is, though, is how do we go about controlling? You know what I mean? How do you go about controlling this? As far as but the driver's got enough to worry about. You know what I mean?
My thing is, this is my thing. I would say, I'm going to do it for now.
No, we got somebody going to sleep or something. We need to mute their mic.
I'm telling you.
They're sleeping good, wherever it is.
It sure is. Hey,
all
Greg,
I'm saying is that.
A quick question, Greg. I want to ask you this. If something like that happens on the line, Greg, who's held responsible, Greg, for that?
Well, I don't think no one could be held responsible because you sign a waiver when you come in the gate. But,
okay.
You know, regardless, my opinion, Larry, even if, just saying, I'm not saying that the track is responsible, but what if the track was responsible? We don't want to see nobody get hurt, man.
Exactly.
You know,
and I feel like
people get run over on the start. I see people get run over. I see people get backed over. You know, I've seen two cars hit each other on the start line. Dude backing up fast. There's a guy in the water box that came out. You know, it's all type of crazy stuff that I've seen happen through the course of years of drag racing. But one thing that scares me the most is those dogs on the side exit exhaust.
Okay.
I line of fire with them, man. I get when the cars come that got them side headers, the headers that come out the fenders, I get out of the way, bro.
Yes, sir. And you know, 66 strictly enforces that rule, you know. And then the other part about it is several tracks that we go to, the people have to have the people that's in the guys that's racing. They get a band to go on their arm, and then the guys that's with them, they get a band to go on their arm. It seems like since the other people don't have the bands on their arm, that it needs to be more controlled, Drag, because, hey, Drag, somebody's going to get hurt, man. You know, they don't know when a nitrous backfire going to happen. They don't know when this going to happen. And so they just, all until with the drag racing, which is cool, you know, but like we always say about the drag racing, safety first. You know, and they don't know what's going to happen on that line. We don't know what's going to happen. You know,
hey,
and it's something that – go ahead.
Let me tell you an incident that happened to me. We was at Gateway one time running one of my Pro Stock cars. And I usually stand – that's what started me to standing behind the race car. I used to stand on the passenger side of my car, like by the door, you know, when John used to stage the car coming into the street. And that joker spit a rod out. My car spit a rod out. That rod come out and hit me on the foot. Man, cut my shoe and everything, man. Tore my foot up and all that. So just imagine, you know, it hit my shoe. Imagine that son of a gun would have hit my leg. You know, it would have split my leg open. So that stuff is dangerous, man. People don't notice because they ain't seen it happen, man. That joker come out the block, knock the start off the car, and hit me on the shoe, cut my shoe open, and, you know, throw my foot up. So it can happen, man.
Yeah. Well, I think we should do something about it before it does happen. I think that we should take it to the head or make some type of arrangements or something so that it can be totally different because they don't even realize the importance or how important it is because that's big horsepower. And when that horsepower get loose, that's trouble.
Yeah, well,
sure is.
At Byron, even at my race at Byron, that's one thing I can say, BJ, now, they will hire the police, and the police run them lanes, you know, right there when the cars come up there. Man, you ain't coming past that fence. You know, they ain't letting them come past that fence like at the wheel stand contest and all that. Man, they got crowd control about all that. Just got to pay for two police officers, you know, regular police officers that's on duty to come out in uniform. You got, because that's the only thing they're going to respect is that uniform. And, you know, he have his gun on him and everything, and he got to tell him to back up, man. And if you just a regular dude like one of us, man, trying to tell him, oh, man,
I want to see you race, man, and they'll walk right past you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you're right.
Hey, guys, let me grab a few more lines real quick. We lighten up, man. Nobody from Oklahoma calling because they have no Nats, but let's see who we got. 773-8424. Mike is live.
Good evening, Grudge World. How's everybody?
Hey, hey.
Greg, T.O., Melvin,
what's going on,
Kevin.
Baby?
What's happening, everybody?
What's going on, kid?
Oh, nothing much, nothing much. Yeah, I got to agree with that. That crowd control, man, it's really out of hand. Cause it's a good possibility. They might not be able to get back at 131 again. The way they held them out
really?
There on that line.
Not bad.
Yep.
Oh yeah,
did someone get hurt?
If you were up to the line,
I saw one kid almost got bumped. When the Gangsta Boo 2 and Cold Killer ran. It's really ridiculous.
Wow. Yeah, everybody want to be up on that starting line, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just going to have to, they just going to have people with just bands, two or three people to a car, and they got to have bands on them, that's all. Everybody else head for them stands.
Yeah, I'll definitely start packing the stands, too. Start putting people in the stands like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let me grab a couple more lines. You guys sit tight.
Go,
I got
go
my
right
boys
ahead.
Calling. I got my boys calling from Cali. I got Rob and Chad. What's going on, guys?
Oh, you know, same old shit.
Is that Rob, fast, Chad?
No, it's
sure
slow,
is
Chad.
To you, baby. Hey, Chad.
Chad.
Not one person from Oklahoma, baby. They all running scared to the hill.
No. They're not running scared. I just got notification from Tony, you know, Big Worm, that they told me that they would. I haven't seen it. Supposedly, this is on Facebook or whatever. But supposedly they offered me gas money, and then they would give me $1,000 for every car on their top five that I knocked off.
When
are
we leaving?
Hold on one second.
Wait, we got Big Drug on the phone, right? Hold on, man. Take that medicine. Hold on now. Wait a minute. They want to give you
$1,000. They're gonna pay for my gas to get out there. They're gonna pay for my fuel to tow out there, and then they're gonna pay me for every car that's on their top five list. For every car on the top five list that I knock off, they're gonna give me $1,000 for each car. But here's the whole thing. California has already been to Oklahoma at least three times. It's time Oklahoma, since they want to sit there and claim that they're king of the motherfucking country, as far as I know, no kingdom has ever been formed without conquering other realms. If they want to claim king of the country, they need to get the fuck out of their own goddamn backyard and come race somebody on some other street than their own motherfucking street that they can prep a week in advance.
Right.
Wow.
They want to race on their street, on their rules, with their stipulations, and then they want to claim king of the country. And, you know, it's like I said on the post that I put up on their wall, I would have absolutely no problem if they wanted to claim king of Oklahoma. I got no problem with that. But you want to claim king of the entire United States? I'm sorry, but you cannot claim king of the entire United States unless you have been all over the United States and raced the heavy hitters in every single state. You cannot claim that. That's just ignorant to claim that.
And here's the thing, Chad. They got all the heavy hitters. They got all the heavy hitters right there in the backyard. They got Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama. They got everybody right there. Tennessee. Just right in that little
without having
well, yeah.
to
stand and then it's like they claim Boosted GT to be one of the heavy hitters out of Oklahoma, and everybody knows that Boosted GT is from Texas.
so Boosted GT is claiming to be from Oklahoma?
No. The Oklahoma guys are claiming that Boosted GT is from Oklahoma, but Boosted GT is a Texas car.
And
that's the whole thing, like, you know, and then Boosted, and then, you know, the Oklahoma cars called out everybody, and then LMR from Texas called out Oklahoma, and, you know, it's basically every, you know, Oklahoma put out the call out that they're the baddest motherfuckers in all the country. And then everybody that has called out Oklahoma since then just gets ignored.
Wow.
We need to make a fake ass Racer of the Year award and just send it to all of Oklahoma.
Oh my god. Well, here's my question, Chad. Chad, here's my question. What are they willing to race for outside of giving us $1,000 for every car we knock off?
Honestly, I have no idea. Nobody's contacted me. I mean, I have made myself unignorable on their pages. I have made it to where there's no way that they can't ignore me. I've got a post up on their page that's got like 130 likes and over 200 plus comments. So I mean, you know, I've made it to the point to where they can't ignore me. And so, you know,
what is their website so we can get on there?
The what?
What is their website so we can get on there?
It's on Facebook, and their page is called like Midwest Street Cars.
Okay.
FakeRacing.com.
And then they post on their page. They post on their page all day and all night. And yet they choose to ignore everybody that is calling them out.
Wow.
You know, I mean, people have been calling them out from everywhere, and they ignore it. You know, and well, I mean, as far as I know, if you're claiming to be a king, you know, when someone comes and threatens my castle, I'm gonna chop their motherfucking head off.
Well, I think they're doing it for ratings, though, guys. That's all about ratings.
That's all it is for ratings, yeah.
Yeah, I've never even watched the show.
Well, I just seen it Monday. I just stumbled up on
no.
it and turned to it Monday.
No.
Wow. I just
give me 5 minutes and I'll call back in. I got an angry girlfriend.
Uh oh. There you go, you went.
All right.
You went and did it now.
I'll be right back.
All right.
So these guys are going to give, you know what? I think we're going to be making a trip to Oklahoma. I can feel it already. I can hear it in Chad's voice. We're going to make a trip out there. I know he wants them to come out here. But Chad ain't going to wait. Chad's going to go out there.
What, they want to race on the street?
What's that?
They want to race on the street?
There's somebody talking. I'm getting some feedback. I got to find out where that's coming from.
All the stuff that they recorded was on the street.
All the stuff that what? What's that?
All the stuff that they recorded on the TV show was on the street.
Yeah, it was all
so
on the street, yeah.
So they want to race on the street, not at the track.
Yep. I can't understand the person. I heard one of the guys, I think it's the dude that's supposed to be the number one guy or something, saying about his life is suspended and he can't lose his license. They're like, come on, man. Now, if you was really, you know, that bogus, why would you record this and be on TV, you know, with this man? I mean, law enforcement watching it too, you know. So a lot of that stuff is phony, man.
Here's the thing. I don't know if you guys saw that thing out here. Who's that talking? Wait, let me find that real quick. Everybody hold off this. Got it. A lot of that stuff that happened, that show that DPR did out here and Bow Down were on, one of the guys that was on that had an NHRA license, and he got it revoked for doing, when they were showing the street race and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's am I to understand that Discovery Channel is promoting street racing?
Well, I don't know if I'll go as far as saying that they're promoting it, but they definitely
they're filming it and documenting it and putting it on TV.
They're showing it. That's for sure. You know, I mean, every place that it looked like they went was like, industrial or something like that, a commercial. So it was actually safe as far as, hurting pedestrians or just, innocent pass-byers. But it's street racing. It's illegal. I really don't know anybody that's done more street racing than I have. I've probably been made 2,000 runs up and down the street racing, man. But it's, that was years ago. And I don't even go out to watch street racing no more, Tayo, at all. If they street race around here, I go. If they go to the track, I'll go watch it at the track, but not on the streets, man. Here in Chicago, they lock up spectators. They take your car to the impound your car and give you a charge just for watching.
Yeah.
And not
yeah,
only that drag, not only that drag, sometimes they come out of side streets. You try to stop them and say, they racing here. Hold on, could you hold on for a minute? And they get out the way and they'll come straight out of the street. They don't know if the car's coming or not, so far and so on. It's just dangerous, in my own personal opinion, But, everybody's going to do what they want to do. But like you said, drag, it's something we did a long time ago. And God had been good to us. Nothing happened to us. So ain't nothing going to get a chance to happen to us now because the older you get, the wiser you get. We're away from all that now.
You know what stopped me from street racing? And I actually met the boy. I ain't going to call his name out or nothing. But back in 2000, I was watching a program on TV. And it came on about some street racing out of Detroit. And one of the cars that was racing, actually hit a pedestrian, and I think they got killed. And they charged both of the racers with vehicular homicide. And I wasn't 2 weeks later, I was watching another program, and I seen pretty much the same thing happen in California. Some dude had a Barracuda or something in another car, and they killed someone. And that's when I quit. I quit in 2000. So I've been off the streets street racing since 2000, so it's been 13 years. And I haven't fell off the wagon or nothing. When I said it was over with, I quit. And I ain't done it.
Yeah. And then, our friend Country. Oh, you remember what happened to our friend Country?
Yeah, but Country's only just one of the many that we've seen,
that's
that right. Out there. But Country got, he was ripped up pretty bad.
We just need to add a little bit more safety to what we're doing to enjoy ourselves. That's all. Just a little bit more safety.
You got to also remember, too, Larry, the times are changing. When we were street racing back in the 70s and 80s, a 1080 car was a bad son of a gun on the streets back then. If you had a 1080 car, you had a bad son of a gun. Nowadays, these boys got 1080 cars that they drive to the grocery store with their mama. Nothing to afford to have a 1080 car. These dudes got 8-second cars. Those cars are way too fast to be talking about running on a street that ain't prepped. It's not feasible to do, bro.
Yes, indeed.
The average, around this way, the average small block, and it can be, just not really no killer little block or nothing, 8-9-second car. And you taking these type of chances running them cars like that on the streets. And now, also, back in our days, these cars had at least a 1,432 on it, tire. Now these cars got 10.5-inch tires on them.
or drag wheels on them. And
yeah,
it's just dangerous, man. It's super dangerous.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the street stuff, you know, I still go to it out here when I get a phone call, when I know what's happening. But out here, it's for other reasons, to go see, you know, what the action is out there, and just to, you know we really need a track out here to, you know, pull guys off the street. But, you know, if the cars have gotten much faster than when I was in, you know, street racing. I mean, you didn't see a lot of cars with parachutes on them when I was racing. So it's definitely still get a little faster. How come is it every time I'm talking, someone's only going to be talking, breathing deep like that?
Hey, Tayo.
Yeah.
I'm gonna hang up and call me right back. I'm gonna send you a picture of what the starting line looked like last week.
Oh, heck yeah. Definitely.
I'm gonna hang up and I'll call back and you get me back in.
Okay, man.
All right.
Yeah, you know, the street racing stuff is it's always gonna be there until they either put tracks where they need to be. It's almost like prohibition, man. They said alcohol was illegal. They still did it. Still found ways of getting it done. So it's just that part of it just is what it is. But I wish these guys could still call in, man, from Oklahoma. I really want them to call in and say their piece. You know what I mean? I want them to come in and say what they got to say. Or explain to me is why they're the fastest. Everybody has to come to them. That's what I really want to know. Hey, Rob, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, I want to make sure we didn't run you off or nothing, man.
Oh, no, I'm just listening. Hey, speaking of that, when are you going to drop that stuff off?
I got tomorrow. Is that all right, oh, my goodness.
The sooner you drop it off, the sooner I can go get it.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely will. Man. Jack just sent me the picture of what the starting line looked like. That's a nice shot of his car, too, but... Man. Can I get everybody and their mother back there. It looks like you probably got about 100 people back there.
It was scary. It was scary if you was in there doing the burnout. Like I said, man, I ain't never felt so uncomfortable in my car ever before, man. But that was a night there. I was like, when we get on the show, I definitely got to talk about that. Because if it keeps on being like that, I'm not going to be at them. Because I don't want to be the one that hurt somebody.
Hey, Melvin.
Yep.
They had kids all up towards the Christmas tree down there.
I know it.
That was dangerous.
I mean, it was crazy. It was totally crazy, man.
They're going to have to tone it down to where you got only two or three people to a car, and they got to have armbands on. Everybody else is going to have to back up and get in the stands or whatever.
You know, my crew was there with me. If my crew wanted to film the car to see what it's doing or anything like that, you know, they can't even get to the car to film it. They can't even let us know and get to the car to help me do the burnout and, you know, make sure I'm straight and everything because they all in the way.
I'd love to see all that crowd hanging around on top of your dragstar funny car. I bet you wouldn't have to tell them to get back there.
I guess somewhere down the line we'll get it all together. you know, to make them, you know, realize they can't be up there like that, you know. They don't need to be there.
I'll tell you right now, Mel, looking at this picture, and Drag, I got to tell you, baby, man, that's a beautiful shot of the car. But, man, there's at least, and everybody listening, I'm not joking when I tell you this, there's at least 100 people behind his car.
Yep.
There probably was more than that, Tayo. I was there.
Oh yeah, I mean, no, I'm just going by just looking at the picture.
Yeah.
And the picture, even though in the picture, it's cut off on like on one side. I mean, there's probably still more people on that side of it.
Hey, when Cold Killer and the Gangsta Boo 2 ran. You couldn't even hardly, you didn't know if it was two cars up there or not.
Wow.
Because, you know, both of them were dark colored cars, right? And, man, you couldn't even, mm-hmm. you couldn't even see the car.
Send me that picture.
Wow.
I left back out, Tayo, when we came in at. I left back out, and I went all the way down past the bleachers. When I got past the bleachers, that's why I pulled the truck in and I got a chance to watch the race, get away from the crowd. It was too much. You know what I mean? It was a lot of people and we were enjoying ourselves, but that is dangerous. I don't care what nobody say, that is dangerous.
Shit, I felt sorry for little Tony. He was trying his best. I don't even think I seen him eat nothing. That's how hard he was
slouch,
working.
And slouch either.
That's how hard they were working. Just trying to keep people away. I don't even think I seen them eat, drink, nothing. All I seen them was moving, trying to move the crowd back, move the crowd away from the line,
That's what I was saying about one of us, man. It ain't going, you know, people are going to look at us like, man, that's little Tony. Oh, man, that's Drag. You know what I'm saying? They ain't going to respect that, but they will respect that authority.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, they respect that authority. That's for sure.
You know what, though, Drag? I'll tell you right now, man, this is just my opinion. I think that they may have to go to a wristband setup. And when you come into the track and you got a car, and it's not just be frivolous with these bands. You know, I got my car, and I got X amount of guys with me, my crew. You know, they all get those wristbands.
They usually do four.
Mm-hmm.
They usually do four wristbands.
Yeah, but sometimes, I mean, in this aspect of it, as far as in the grudge thing, some of these guys travel with the crew. When I was in Detroit, I mean, a guy with this car, I mean, well, look how many guys travel with 901. You know, well more than four. But I think that if maybe a different package when I don't know what do they charge for a car to run a grudge race at the gate?
I think Lil Tony them charged I want to say $60, but I'm not sure. Maybe $160 for a car. Maybe the car drive or something like that. But I thought my driver told me $60.
Maybe it was $45.
Maybe do something to where, say they're charging $45 for the car. Maybe they charge $150 for the car. But in that car, you get six wristbands. And stuff like that. So whoever's going is going to pay that money to help. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And maybe do that as a package. So now if you got six guys with you, you got six wristbands. If you get to the gate and you have to add more, then maybe you charge them an extra $10 for the wristband to be part of the crew. However, the promoter wants to do that.
That's what they do at all of the PSCA races. That's what they do is, you know, you get
You got your racer, and then the racer comes with two crew, and then after that, if you want to be crew and be allowed up on the starting line, it's like, I mean, they charge a premium at the PSCA races, but I mean, you know, I mean, figure $10 to $20 extra a person.
Yeah, they do the same thing. They have it. Matter of fact, they got the Cox race going on here right now at Union Grove. And they charge you $20 to get on the start line. But I tell you what, it looks the same way. You know, it's just wall-to-wall people up there. You know, everybody wants to see.
But like what they do out here, even at Irwindale and stuff, when you are part of a crew, what they do is they'll write down the number of the car that you're racing with. I understand that's a little bit harder. On the East Coast and in the South, you know, because a lot of your guys' cars don't have numbers on them, but you know, you write down what car that you're with, and then you're only allowed on the starting line when your car is on the starting line.
Right, right, right. Yeah, that would be a good way to do it.
And if you do it that
way,
that clears it, like, for an incident like what Melvin was saying, or even you, Drag. That picture's pretty, there's a lot of people there. And even looking at that picture, what's that?
Go ahead and forward that picture around to some of the guys so they can see the people that wasn't there and the people that understand what it is that Melvin was talking about. Then they'll see how deep in people were there.
Yeah, and this picture is during the day, man. I'll bet you at nighttime it was even worse.
Oh, yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
I tell you one thing. That car is a bad-looking mother.
See?
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Hey, Rob, I didn't want to tell nobody, but that's me driving it, just to let you know.
Hey, I don't care who's behind the wheel of that.
Hey, you know what? I'll tell you right now, Drag. You know that's going to go on my Facebook page, and I'm going to tell everybody I'm driving it.
Hey, it don't matter who is driving it, but that's a bad-looking mother.
Oh, you know what? You got to see it in person. That car is absolutely beautiful, man.
I better not show my wife that because she's going to be saying, oh, you trying to get one like that? No.
I wish I could.
I don't hear real and get my issues figured out with it. I'm going to sell it.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. It ain't no Vega.
Easy. Man, now why you got to get me all rattled again? I just calmed down from them Yahoos in Oklahoma, and you'll get me all riled up again.
Did any of those Yahoos from Oklahoma call in?
No.
That's what I figured. I mean,
did you really think
if they can't even respond to a slow ass motherfucker like me calling them out on Facebook, I would doubt that they would call into a radio show.
It's already like 11 o'clock. They're on the pastures tipping cows now. They're having fun.
We got to get Oklahoma some credit now, because it's some fast cars in Oklahoma, too. That's where my gear was from.
Trust me, and I'm not sitting here, and I've never sat here, and I mean, if you go on to their little page and look at the post that I put up, at no point do I claim to be faster than their fastest car. Because the murder nova to my knowledge has been 485.
Mm-hmm.
My car has never been 485, so I'm by no means claiming to be faster than that car. But I did say for 100% certain, he comes to California, I will race him heads up on the street.
Yeah,
can say he's the fastest this weekend, right?
Jig was number one?
53.
I was trying to watch it on TV. They had Bo Jackson on there, man.
They switched it to ESPN, man.
Bo knows drag racing now?
Huh?
at the Bo Nose Drag Racing now?
Yeah.
No.
They had it when I was mad in the mud. I come home and try to watch it to see what was going on. They had Bo Jackson on there. I said, oh, man.
Yeah, they was on ESPN.
Hey, Drag, some of these young bucks are saying, Bo Nose, what does that mean? Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they
I know a couple of dudes out there. I know Richard Freeman. I know John Woods, all them guys, man. They be having some nice stuff over there. You know, Richard Freeman and them, they pretty much run down their own classes, Top Eliminator, the Super Classes, Top Sportsman, Pro Stock. So it's some fast stuff over there, man. Them guys,
you know, I know there's a lot of fast cars in California. In Oklahoma, because
yeah.
I have seen my particular beef is just with these freaking monkeys. That's all.
I'll tell you something that you haven't heard yet, but I've already gotten the okay to put this out there. That if any of the Oklahoma guys on any tire want to come out and mess with a little Nova on a 275 drag radial.
Would that be a blue Nova?
Allegedly. Yeah, he's over here at my birthday party right now that we're doing. He gave me the green light to go ahead and say that any of those guys got head up with a little blue Nova leaf spring car on a drag radial.
Hey, Chad, I gotta ask you this, man. You got a birthday party? Y'all got pancakes?
Got what?
Y'all got some pancakes?
Oh, <my God. laughs> But yeah, no, I got a couple of my quick friends over here right now at my little birthday party barbecue, and I got the green light since they wanted to put that out there that I can come out there and race their top five cars for $1,000 a piece. That, you know, they're more than welcome to come out here, and we'll give them any race they fucking want. Yeah, I mean that's the whole thing that pissed me off about this whole situation. I'm not, you know, I mean, you guys know me, you've known me for a little while. I've been calling in the show for a little while. I'm not the type of guy to just sit there and talk a bunch of shit and wolf a bunch of shit without backing it up. I always back up anything that I talk. And you know, these guys want to sit there and claim that they're king of the country. You can't be king of the country without traveling. And they've never been to California, and I'm sure they've never been to Chicago, and I'm sure they've never been to Florida, and they've never been to a lot of places with a whole lot of fast cars. So you can't claim to be king of that area unless you've already came in and you've conquered that area, which they have not done.
They probably think the world is flat and it falls off at the Mississippi River is what they probably thinking. So. No, they probably haven't been out of Oklahoma.
You know, as far as my understanding, they've been all over Oklahoma and into Texas. They've never been to Nevada. They've never been to California. They've never been, you know, to Georgia. They've never been to Florida. They've never been to Chicago. You know, they've never been a whole lot of places that they're claiming to be the king of. There's a whole lot of cars in Chicago that'll knock off that fucking Murder Nova. There's a whole lot of cars in Florida that'll knock off that Murder Nova. There's a whole lot of cars in Georgia that'll knock off that Murder Nova. You know, the car that they're claiming to be their number one, there's a whole lot of cars everywhere that'll knock that motherfucker off.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you, bro.
And you know, I'll tell you. Go ahead.
Chad.
Go ahead, Rob.
Ask him why he ain't brought you no blood, so.
Ask what?
Ask the Blue Nova guy why he didn't bring him no blood, so. You know what I'm talking about.
Man.
No,
artists inside fucking having a drink, hanging out.
Okay.
I ain't gonna bother him right now.
You know, Drag, I think you might know artist. Artist Houston?
You say you got a Nova?
A blue Nova with a cowl hood with a scoop on the front of it with a Pettus big block in it. Runs 275 drag radial.
He's been down to Georgia.
He goes to SDMP every year.
He's been to Georgia. He's been to Florida.
Yeah, no. Artist goes everywhere. He's like me. He ain't afraid to travel. He loves traveling.
Right.
But you know, it's like that's the whole thing that pisses me off about this Oklahoma stuff is, you know, they want to claim king of the country when California's already been out there more than a few times. And the last time California went out there, California knocked off the Murder Nova, and then came back home after knocking off the Murder Nova. And this was just in March of this year. You know, it's not like this was 3-4 years ago. You know, this was just a few months ago. California went out and they knocked off the Murder Nova. You know,
California
they still want to, and then they still want to claim king of the country when they're not willing to travel anywhere.
California
went out there and crowned them.
I believe it's just all about ratings. Those guys got their shit.
No, I know that a majority of that is just about ratings, and that's all they're trying to do is get their numbers up. But at the same time, you know, it's like there's ratings, and then there's being a respectable racer. You know, it's like if I'm going out there. And if I'm going to put it out there that I'm king of the country, you know, anybody that calls me out anywhere with any kind of reasonable, you know, I mean, not even reasonable, you know what I mean? That's like I put it to those guys. I was like, look, I was like, if you guys want to race on anything 10-5 or smaller, I'm ready right now. If you guys want to race on anything big tire, give me 3 days. I'll have my big tire car ready, not my friend's big tire car, not my friend's pro stock car, not artist's car, not nobody else's car, my other car. I'll have that ready within a couple of days, and we can race whatever you guys want to do.
Yeah, you know, the thing is that's why they're offering... They're offering the money to come out. They're offering this, but everything is done on their street.
Well, yeah, because they know their streets.
We are.
You know,
we should try to touch bases with. Be honest with you,
and see can we get some.
That's why I've been blowing up their Facebook page to try and get a response out of any of them. You know, I mean, I don't got none of those guys. You know, I don't got none of those Oklahoma guys' phone numbers. I got one friend, a guy named Zach Boyer, that is in Oklahoma, and you know, he builds a lot of big inch motors, and he's got a lot of fast cars, and he knows me, and he knows that I'm no bullshit. And you know, I've told him, you know, get me in contact with who I need to get in contact with these guys that, you know, are saying this and that and the other thing. And, you know, we can work it out. But, you know, it's like, as far as the way it goes right now, I got no choice but to sit there and, you know, halfway act like an internet tough guy, which I don't like to do because, you know, I'll race. I'll travel. Everybody, you know, everybody on Grudge Inc. knows I'll travel. Everybody knows I'll race. Everybody knows I'm not scared. You know, but it's like, in order for me to get a hold of these guys, it's like I gotta get an act of Congress in order to get a hold of any of these guys.
Well, I was saying before I clicked over, I had to click over. Maybe we could touch bases with them guys if we can. If we can, we get some type of a radio show going, you know, in the area, you know, with Grudge Inc.
See if they're interested, get us some people that are interested in showing, and get some type of talk show going out of there. And, you know, that would be a major communication, you know, with Oklahoma, you know, up through that area.
Yeah, and then myself with my nitrous car, a turbo car, Artis's 275 car, and at least two other cars from California, we will all be at SGMP for Ducks Race in September. So, you know, if they decide to agree that that's kind of a middle ground, you know, where we're both traveling to go to a race, you know, I mean, we can get it worked out there.
Yeah.
There might be a Nitrous Vega going there too, Chad. You never know.
Oh, I bet there will be. I've been trying to pound some shit into that Vega guy's head.
You can't, hey Chad, you can't pound on that chicken. He got too many feathers in his head.
I got this Vega at my shop right now. He's just gonna show up to my shop and there's gonna be a unit sitting on it. He ain't gonna have no choice but to hit that button.
You done scared him now. He ain't gonna have the show no more.
We gonna try it and see what's gonna happen now. I'm gonna hit that go-go juice button.
Man, he's gonna be hooked. He's gonna turn into a fiend real quick.
You know they say one.
I need more units.
I used to do a little, then a little wouldn't do it, so a little became more and more.
Man.
But we'll get it worked out. We'll get it worked out. I ain't worried about it. I've only been pounding on these dudes' heads for a couple of days so far, but I'm making sure that there ain't no way that they can try and ignore me, you know, as far as I know from what I've been looking at all their other posts and stuff that are up on their page, my post has the most likes and the most views and the most comments. So I don't think that they're gonna be able to even claim to be any kind of a respectable street racer without making a comment back to me very soon.
Well, I know they threw the $1,000 out there to get out there, but they didn't say how much they would race for.
Well, basically the way I understand their call out is it's a no lose situation for me. From what I understand, from what I was told, I haven't read it. I don't know for 100% sure, but from what I understand, from what I was told, is that they're going to pay for my fuel to tow out there. And then for every one of the cars on their top five that I beat, I'm going to get paid $1,000. I haven't heard anything about any downside, like if I lose, I have to pay $1,000 or anything like that. I haven't heard anything like that. As far as what I know right now, the way the call-out stands, which I will check first thing in the morning after I get done getting hammered drunk tonight, is that I'm being called out and being offered fuel money and being, you know, offered fuel money to travel out there, you know, whatever fuel money I need, and then I will race each one of the cars on their top five. So I will do five races. And for each race that I win, I will get paid $1,000.
So I think this is my thought. I think we should work on getting a number for them right now. And about midnight tonight, our time, we just start fucking drunk calling them.
Midnight tonight, our time, I plan on being fucking balls deep and not worried about calling anybody for a street race.
Oh, I'll call them then. No, man, I would So basically, each race is for $1,000, and you don't have nothing to lose.
Yeah, no, it's not that I have to put up $1,000. It's just that they're going to pay me $1,000 for every race that I win.
Yeah, that's a good.
They're gonna pay for my fuel to come out there, and then for every race that I win, I make $1,000. Honestly, if that is the deal that they're offering, you know, I would be hard pressed not to accept that deal.
I said we start packing, you know, now.
Exactly. You know, if we can get that locked in, and that is really the deal that they're offering, to where they're paying for my fuel, and every race that I win, I'm getting paid $1,000. You know, I mean, shit. What do I have to lose? I got nothing to lose besides.
Hey, what car would you take?
Well, I mean, it depends on what they're talking about. You know, I mean, if they're talking about just race our top five cars, then you already know I'm gonna have the Love Truck, and I'm gonna take the Love Truck out there. You know, I'm not gonna put my Mustang on a true 10.5 on the street against cars that are on a 14.5 minimum. You know, that doesn't make any sense.
Now, Drag, you still there?
Yeah.
Drag, let me ask you this question. Now, if we go do this, as far as us being with Grudge Inc., is this going to be any kind of issue with Grudge Inc.?
No. I think it's negative.
No, this won't affect Grudge Inc. No type of way.
Okay. I just, because I know you're a director and everything, I just want to make sure, because I'll be honest, I want to go out there and get after these dudes.
Well, no, Tao, you already know if I go out there and I'm representing California, you already know I'm not going to be the only person towing out there. We're probably going to have a Blue Nova in tow. We're probably going to have a red Mustang in tow, and we're probably going to have an ugly-ass fucking Primered Vega in tow also.
He danced, baby, because if these guys are offering this kind of money, dude, that's what I'm saying, man, road trip. We go out there and road trip this thing and just rake the shit out of them.
I got a two-car trailer, and I got another buddy that's got a two-car trailer, so we can have two trucks towing with four cars.
That works for me, man. I'm just saying, because you know what? You already know
all we got to do is give a little bit of the word to Kelly up north, and Kelly will come too.
Oh, Kelly will come back. Kelly will come out. And so will what was the other guy's name? Your buddy up north?
Bodie.
Those guys will come. I'm telling you, man. If we orchestrate this right, and they're willing to give out, let us all take a shot at these five cars. But
the only issue Modi's car ever has is trying to flip over on the street.
Yeah. The only problem that we're going to have out there, what they're going to do is why they use the cars is because they want to set us up. That's why they want you to race their slowest car, so they can gauge your car and play the cat and mouse game. Like, nobody's ever done this before, and these guys just thought of it.
Well, yeah, they invented the game. You don't know, they got the TV show.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man, Travel Channel's hooked up with the wrong guys. If they want to see some real racing, they need to hook up with Grudge Inc. and then come out and see some real live racing.
Well, no, I mean, dude, they came to California. They came to California about November of last year. They were in California, and they were trying to get this show done in California. But you already know the problem with the politics and the politicians and the cities and everything, and you know their stance on street racing. They wouldn't let it happen out here.
But you know, for these I met up
with producers over a year and a half ago to do the exact show that they're doing right now.
You know, the part that bugs me about it is that, you know, and I said earlier on the show, is that these guys are talking about owning Detroit, owning Chicago. And you know what? These guys owning them, these guys never raced. They never had a race locked up with Never Scared. They never had a race locked up with Melvin. They never had a, you know, all these races they're saying they're locked up with. I think that we should take a couple cars from everywhere who wants to go and go down for this action. Just shut them all down in the course of a couple nights. And just whoop them so fast. Yeah.
Whose Camaro is that?
That's Drag. That's Big Drag's Camaro.
What did he want for it?
Call me. Hey, I'm gonna get out of here. I'm gonna get back to my party. Y'all have
all right,
a nice
you
have night.
Happy birthday, Chad. You have a good birthday.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. I'll talk to you guys on the next show.
All right, we'll see you, Chad.
Hey, Dre.
Hey. Yeah.
I've got two different numbers on the nook, man. 33 and a 48. I got to find out which one.
Say that again, kid.
I said I got two different numbers on the nook. A 33 and a 48. I got to find out which one. I'll find out tomorrow.
Okay. Hey, tell you, you can pass my number on. You got somebody interested in possibly buying a car.
Man, don't you go selling my car like that, man. I got to at least get a picture inside that car. I want a picture inside that car with me taking my helmet off so everybody think I just took a pass in that car.
that's what I got in mind to buy.
What?
The Superstar Hemi Cooter.
Wait, what did you say?
One of them Superstar Hemi Cooters.
No.
Yeah?
Are you really?
And it's one of them looking at in particular.
Wow. Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
Who's interested in my Camaro out of Chicago? I only know one dude who's got the money for it.
I'm at home, man.
Man. That sure is a nice car, Drag.
The thing is
you really got to see that car in person to really get the full effect of that car. I mean, the colors, the lot, I mean, it's just,
hey,
man.
Hey, Tayo, you know, I was over there and Dragon was, you know, tuning the car and they had the car running. Man, they revving it. That's something big echoing through the woods. I was like, God damn.
Yeah.
Out of all the cars running, you hear his echoing through the woods. I say, God damn.
The echo scares you.
Oh, man.
I'd like to see that car come to California November 20th.
Yeah, we're gonna come to California with Grudge Inc. We got to do that because Chad and Tayo and them, man, have made more than one trip over this way towards us. And we've talked about coming there. It's just all, you know, whatever get put together. We want to come there, you know, just to support Taylor and Chad and them, you know. Hopefully we can do it before this year is out, if the car's still around. But I'm starting to get serious about selling it because I don't have a full crew. You know, I just latched on to some new guys that's helping me, and I'm going to see where this goes. But I don't really have a full crew to maintain the car.
Well, you know, they have a big race that they have out here every year in November called the Supercar Nationals.
It's It's in Vegas,
yeah.
though. It's in Vegas.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
Drag.
I know about it, though. Yeah.
Hey, Drag.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Man, I like to really give you a I really like to say that, man, it's a beautiful car you built, man. And man, your hats is off to you, man.
Well, thank you, bro. I mean, I put a lot of work in trying to keep it nice. You know, the car's just as nice all over as it is just shows on the outside. You know, I try to keep it maintained and detailed. You
yeah,
know,
I can never forget that story that Tell said about them beating your quarter panels in, man. You said the truth, man. It's like, that story, never forget. Never leave my head.
Yeah.
You know, you wanted to race Drag. And you know what? I want to say this about Drag, man. Drag has always been a guy who wanted to race. He ain't never tried to fuck nobody. You know, all he ever asked is make it right. I'm going to run you.
How heavy is that car?
It can get with a big block in. It's got a Hemi in it right now. So, you know, the Hemi is 150 pounds heavier. But even with the Hemi in it, it gets down. Just give me a call and I can give you everything about it. I just don't want to talk about it on open air. But it can get like.
Hey, you
okay.
know what? You know what I like about this car the most, Drag? I like that it don't have to. You don't have to have someone get a hammer and beat on it to get it to fit a template. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I think now I'll tell you, if I had to beat on it to get it to go through the temple, I might roll old Joker back up in the trailer and head home.
Yeah, don't mess with this paint job, man. Don't even do
yeah.
it to this one.
Yeah.
That was back in the day when you had to. You ain't got to do that no more, man.
No, they, you know, that was the first time they come out with the temple at the Winter Nationals.
Yeah,
in California.
That was,
yeah, I think
84,
was
84, wasn't it? 84?
87, somewhere up in there. What year was that kid when I went down there to run Pro Stock and they come to Temple Day? I had to take a hammer and beat my car.
I want to say
yeah.
85.
Yeah, you might be around somewhere, 86 or 87, somewhere around
yeah,
there.
Yeah, right up in there, like the mid-80s or the upper-mid-80s.
Yeah.
The first year they come out with that, it was me and Bob Grizzly, we both had to take a hammer out and beat our car with it. Man, I wasn't happy about that note at all because I had just put a new fresh custom paint job on that car.
You know what? I think I want to say, what car was Melvin driving before, Rob?
The Vega wagon.
Was he driving a Pro Stock? Was he driving a Pro Stock back then?
No, you talking about Ron?
No, Melvin.
Oh, Ron was. Melvin was driving. I can't remember what Melvin was driving back then.
Wasn't he driving a Corvette back then? I think it was the Corvette. But you really gotta see this car in person to really get the full effect of it.
Is that a Jerry Haas car?
It's not a Jerry Haas
car. What?
The RJ, Rick Jones car.
Rick Jones.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
Rob, I'll give you Drag's number, man.
All right.
After,
let me run out of here,
Tail. All right, man. All right. All right. Okay, man. But, wait a second, man. Hold on one second, man. Let me see. Here we go again. It's that bewitching time. There we go. Hey, Big Will, you there?
What's going on, buddy?
What have you been hiding out at, man?
Oh, man, I've just been, you know, half the time I can't get on the show, and so, but I've been listening here and there.
I thought you might be getting your sexy on Saturday night. You ain't got time for me no more, man.
I'm not feeling no love. Right. I'm sorry. You know you my main man.
Well, that's good, man. Everything good? Going good out there?
So far, so good. It's going to be better if I can get dragged to let me get that car out of here. Hey, Drag.
Big Wheel.
Yeah, man, send me that picture you're sending around. I want to see that.
Okay, I can't send it unless I'm off the phone.
I got it right now, man. I'll send it to him.
Yeah, Kale, send it to you.
Hey, Kale, yeah. When you send me one of them pictures of you in that funny car you used to have.
Okay. I think I might have that picture on my Facebook. I gotta see where I got that at. But
did you go to Cox?
No, I didn't go to Cox. I went to that Cox show that they had at the Rodney and them church out south on
86th and change. Yeah. You took the car over there?
My car's still in a bunch of pieces. We brought it home after racing last week and took it back apart. So we're trying to figure out what the hell is going on.
Yeah. I wanted to take my car, but, you know, we had took the trans out, and I just was getting it back in there.
Oh, yeah, that'd been nice. They had a lot of participation, man. A lot of them brothers come with the trailer cars. I seen Terrell there. I seen Big Smitty, you know, they brought that old nice, that silver Malibu, that two-door boot, that real nice one, got the wheels tucked up under it. Ground and Pound, we had their car there. You know, it was several trailer cars there.
Oh, that was nice. It was worth going out there.
It was really worth it. And they have been trying to get me to come for the last couple of years. I had planned on bringing the Camaro. But, you know, when I saw Jim this week and asked him, was we going to be ready? Shoot, Jim said that car was all apart. I haven't seen the car since last week. He said it had broken 100 pieces, man. He got everything out of it, just trying to sort out, you know, what's going wrong.
Right.
So I'm about ready to rewire it, I guess. If next time we go out, if we can't get past this problem, we're just going to rewire the whole car.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Drag,
did you see that silver boot, Drag?
Huh?
Did you see that the silver boot, my little friend, the one that was actually about the carburetor?
Yeah.
That two-door boot. What is that, a
70
what?
70.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was
That's a nice car, ain't it?
That's a nice car. They had a 69 Malibu sitting there. They had some nice stuff there, man. And them guys were steady coming in with trailer cars, too.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Drag, you going to Memphis?
Yeah, I gotta go to Memphis.
Now, where is that race is gonna be at? Is it gonna be at Holly Springs?
No, sir. Mofort Park.
Oh, okay.
It's gonna be in
Millington, Tennessee.
Right, Millington. It's gonna be in Millington, Tennessee, which is Memphis Motorsports Park.
Okay.
How far is Millington from Memphis, Drag?
Ten minutes, 15 minutes.
Okay.
Straight down Danny Thomas Boulevard, 51.
Yeah, 51. And you turn on a fight road.
What's happening, Larry? Kid?
What's going on?
How you feel, Will? How you feeling?
Oh, man, just little by little.
Yeah.
Hey, going to Memphis, Will?
Yeah, we're supposed to be trying to go. You know, I talked to the crew chief. He said we're trying to go.
I'm going to drive. If my car ain't ready, I'm going to probably drive my truck down there, and I'm going to hightail back up out of there Saturday night and head back to Chicago, so I'm going to go to the Nationals on Sunday. So I can watch the Nationals. We got the Nationals here next weekend.
Right.
So I just head back home and cut over
cut over and go to Indianapolis. I mean, not Indianapolis. Jump on 55 and keep straight on 55 because they take 57.
Well, if we don't take the car, I might be riding with you.
All right.
Y'all made some pretty good passes too, Will.
Thank you, man.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah,
we look good. We look real good, driving good and everything.
Yeah. Gunny said he had a good shot of it. I've been trying to hook up with him so he can send me a video or something on it. I ain't been able to see it yet.
I'll talk to Gunny tonight.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Well, he told me he got a good shot of it. I want to see it. I ain't seen it yet.
He said a helmet, your helmet was over your eye.
Yeah, I know it. Hey. My helmet was over my eyes, and I just started jumping gears, God dang it. I ain't seen a shift light yet.
Hey, how the heck do a riot helmet? You had a riot helmet on. Your ears was open and everything.
I played a full face helmet.
Hey, Drag, I got you and Will them on the line. I want to ask y'all a quick question. And it ain't gonna take but just a second. Should punk out money be declared a win?
Well, some guys say it is, some guys say it ain't. Like Wick made a comment the other day that all I did was get paid the punk out money, but them the same guys that count it as wins on their record. So I mean, which one is it? Is it good for you or is it good for everybody?
Let me ask this question. Maybe this might answer your question.
Okay.
If I go to the line and my guy doesn't show up and I take that pass because I get that round, I mean, I think if the guy doesn't show, it should count as a win.
Well, it's like a basketball game. You win by default.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
but my thing with it is, and the reason I'm saying this is because I sat out and I thought about it. If you put 500 up on 3,500 is the win. 500 is for a punk out, or if you break, or you can't make it, or something like a situation like Kevin. Kevin had death in the family. You know, I think that it's taken away from the sport itself because, first of all, the reason that we get together is to race, you know, and this is a sporting thing for us and a sporting event to our fans, you know. So I thought I would ask that question because, you know, everybody, we all have our own personal opinion about it, but I just wanted to get somebody else's open opinion about it because my opinion is that if you didn't win the large amount that you are betting, then I didn't consider it a win because that means that both cars did not go down through that.
No, I agree with you, Larry, 100%. I agree. And plain and simple, you can't win if you ain't had a opponent next to you. So, you know, I understand you get a little glory and stuff like that. I think Drag even got paid a punk out, but he's still going to race with me and get the
win. That's right.
So,
and that's what I'm talking about. Drag did not declare it as a win. He declared it as the fact that he got paid punk out, but he did not declare it as a win.
Right.
Well,
but you know
something, Larry, a lot of these guys, the new guys that's in the game, they still trying to get race recognition. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And get known. I'm way past that, man. That's 20 years ago for me. So
right.
it's all about money, man. I walked away with the lockup money. It wasn't much money, but it's more money than I walked to get with. You see what I'm saying? It's way better than having to pay it off. So, Mr. Willie Broke, you know, which could happen to anybody. You know, I have problems too. But I came there too late. Mr. Willie couldn't make the call, so he paid the lockup money off, which was the smartest thing. If I wouldn't have been able to make the call, then I would have paid the lockup money off.
Right, but my thing with it was, Drag, when the question was asked to you, it was asked to you, did you win? You said, something happened to his car, and I got paid the park out money. You know, so you strictly got it about drag racing, and that's what we coming together for in the first place is the drag race. You know, so that's why I asked that question, because I saw a perfect opportunity to ask that question. You were on the line, and that's the way. You never said that you won. You know, you said that you had just got paid park out money. So I thought I would ask that question.
Well, hey, Larry, you win by default, but the satisfaction of winning or losing is greater than being, you know, than the default, but it's still classified as a win.
Right. Well, that's absolutely right, what she had said. You know, but man, I'm so mature in the game, so I'm not the type that's going to rub it all in the man's face.
Right.
And all that stuff, because the same thing could have happened to me, bro. That's
exactly.
I don't lock up no whole lot of money. I lock up, you know, a little money just to secure that we're going to be there and we're going to race. The same
right.
thing could have happened to me. You know, Mr. Willie, he tried to lock up way more money than we locked up with me. I got to put that out there. And I told him I'm not putting up but X amount of dollars. Take it or leave it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then after he had to pay the lockup off, he said, man, I'm so glad that you didn't get the answer to what I said. I said, you ain't never got to worry about that, Mr. Willie, because I'm basically the one dude that's got the little money that's going on anyway. Anybody else that's betting with me, they betting outside the pot or coming up to bring the money. I'm the one that has to have the money together when we come to the race. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I had, was the amount of money that we were supposed to run for. I'm not going to bet more money than I can afford to lose, because I got tomorrow that's coming, you know, if I'm still living. So I got to be able to keep on moving. A lot of these guys that they can't afford to lose, man, and then it becomes a problem. I don't think like that.
I was just more so looking at it in the fact of the matter. Now, if it was a bracket race or something of that nature, then I can understand what Kid said about default, but the reason I had a problem with it was because of the simple fact that it's a difference between bracket racing and grudge racing. Grudge racing, everybody coming to see two people to the grudge, and if they don't go through that 13-20, I just never thought that it was a win or a loss, not unless the two cars, because that's what grudge racing is.
Yeah, well, see, you count it as a moral victory if you win.
Yeah. Well, we actually, you know, if you really want to know the truth, I'm one up on Mr. Willie. I'm one up. You know,
right.
I don't consider that no win. That's kind of like, you know, like Tito was saying about two basketball. One don't show up, the other one default. You
right.
know, but that goes on the record as a win for them.
Right.
You know, so that's pretty much how it is. That's how I look at it. I ain't Willie. I ain't ran him. I won his money on lockup. That's what I did.
On default.
The deal yet to be seen.
Right. It wasn't a moral victory. That's what it's
right.
So let me ask this question then, Drag. What if the money, the lockup shouldn't be paid, or the punk out shouldn't be paid until you get to the line? Because you got to get to the line in order to race, right?
Well,
Willie
couldn't get to the line, Tail, because he broke a lifter.
Right.
He broke his motor, you know, and he was running around trying to get parts. Which I tried to give Mr. Willie parts. I asked, what is that noise in the background?
You ain't lying. What the hell is that?
I'm trying to find it.
I like somebody killing
a pig. I'm trying to find it right
stuff.
Now.
Got a saw or something.
What I was saying was that I tried to help Mr. Willie get his car back running, man. He needed an adjuster for a rocker arm. I gave him one of mine. You know, I had some spare rockers for my engine. I took the adjuster out of that. I gave him that. Then he come back. He needed a lifter. I had the lifter that he needed, but I had a 904, and he needed a 937. So, and we couldn't find that nowhere, because that weekend it was running the ADRL or the XDRL, one of them in St. Louis. So anybody that was, you know, in that area
that was, you know, guys that ran that type of equipment was gone to the ADRL race. So it wasn't nowhere he could find the stuff. He did not lay down. You know, people want to think that he laid down or something. That man didn't lay down. He worked and tried to find a part to fix his car. He just couldn't get it fixed. So, he paid the lockup off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just wondering, did that go on the record? Did that go on your record? As far as if it's a question, how many wins you got, and how many losses did you have? Would that go up on your record as far as a win is concerned? That would make you 1-0.
Right, it's win by
default. That's what I was saying.
That's what it does. Well, it makes me a winner. You know, I'm one up on Willie. And but see, this continues. The lock in was for two races. The lock in was for the run at Martin, Michigan. And the next race comes over to my race for August the 3rd and the 4th. Now he got to be ready and be at my race August 3rd and 4th. Now, for some reason, if Mr. Willie don't show up in August the 3rd and 4th, that sends me two up on him, you know, and he'd have to send me the lockup money. But
because, you know, this opens up so many different scenarios.
Yes, it does.
Because the reason why is this. The race isn't locked. So the money you raised it for until both cars are in the beams, correct?
Right.
I didn't hear you from the noise.
I said that a race is locked when both cars turn the yellow bulbs on, right? That's when the race goes from it goes from the punk out to the lock.
That's not necessarily. Once the both bulbs are turned on, the full pot is in effect.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, the full pot is in effect. Hey, Tim, can you trace down who that is? With that noise and mute them.
I think it was shake and bake, Mike. I just shut it off. Do you hear it now?
No.
Okay, it might have been shake. Okay. What I mean, though, Drag, is this. If we're racing and we get into the lanes and we both chip the balls, we're getting ready to go, that's when the money's locked. The race is locked now for the money, not for the punk out.
Right.
No, ain't no punk out no more. That's the full of
right.
my money.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Now, if I go to do my burnout, you do your burnout, and then we roll, and then at that last second something happens with the car, loss of oil pressure, something breaks, and I can't run. Now I pay the punk out.
Yes.
Do I lose the race right there?
Once you lose, technically, paying the punk out is a loss.
Well, Dre, can I ask this question? If it's considered a loss, and the reason I'm asking you, if you like Tao said, it opens up a big can of worms. You got people that travel 800 miles. You got people 1,200 miles. You got people travel 700 miles, and the fans. Is the reason I'm asking this question because I want to know, is it fair to them? You know, I mean, to the drag racer, it may be considered that way, but what about the fans themselves, the people that's coming all the way from one end of the world to see Big Drag Race or to see Mr. Willie Race?
Larry, these are man-made, equipment. It's something to break at any time. So that's beyond our control. You know, we can't guarantee a person that they're going to see a race. Only thing we can tell them is that we're going to attempt the race. If the car breaks, if we have a crash on the way to the track and choke out everything, I mean, what can we do about it? Nothing we can do about that.
Okay. And I understand that part, man. I understand that 100%. My thing was with it is that when the people travel that distance, they come in to see a race. Now, if it's a race where it's not a class race, but a shootout. there was a shootout or something like that happened, then that's part of the shootout. I can go along with that 100%. But a grudge race, you know, I don't know. I think I just see it a little bit different, Drag, you know.
Well,